1310 KFKA presents Prep Softball. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from beautiful Eaton, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFKA Game of the Week, presented, of course, to you by the Williams Insurance Agency. We'll talk a bunch about them today. Thank them for their sponsorship here as our Game of the Week sponsor. Hi, everybody. Clark Johnson with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast booth, and we get set for the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. It's ahead of number one and number two today. The number one ranked and defending state champion University Bulldogs and the number two Eaton Reds, that big rivalry. And when you get number one and number two and they're already rivals, look out, folks. This is for the lead in the 3A Patriot League. Nearing the halfway point. In fact, after today's game, we'll be at the halfway, eight games in after today, and we'll see one of these two teams is going to get the leg up. Remember, the winner of the conference gets an automatic bid to the Field of 16 state tournament, and I think that covers seven conferences, and then the remaining nine spots will go to a combination of RPI and committee decisions, but you want to win your conference if you can, automatically get in to that 16-field state tournament. Remember, there are no regionals this year due to the COVID restrictions. So here we are. University and Eaton today should be terrific. Both teams 6-1. Bulldogs only lost to Sterling. And for the Reds, it was a 7-0 loss to Lions. Believe me, talking to Dale Hughes, the Reds coach, before the ballgame here, they want to get back and get at Lions again as the only team that's beaten them so far. But should be a good one today. We have on the hill, or I'm going to always say on the hill, don't I? How about in the circle? Sadie Ross, the freshman for the Eaton Reds, will go. She's 4-0 on the year so far. And for the University Bulldogs, Keely Kern will be on the hill. Kern so far getting to her numbers right now. Kern is 3-0, so neither one of these pitchers has suffered a defeat on the season so far, and it should be a great matchup between those two. We'll come back in a moment, and we will get to more of the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. In fact, when we come back, we'll get to our Players to Watch, presented by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Come back in a moment. Our first time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado here in rainy Eaton. We're coming back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the Feed Mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, two nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
Flooring is important no matter where you live.
Hello, Cedric. Your palace looks absolutely breathtaking. My King Arthur's sword, Excalibur, what is going on with these floors?
That's why Mitchell's Flooring offers a wide variety of hardwood, vinyl, and carpet flooring. They also do countertops ranging from granite to natural stone.
Oh, Cedric, these hardwood floors look absolutely beautiful.
Mitchell's Flooring in Evans. Call them at 970-352-7251.
The humans are awakening. They've been inside for what seems like an eternity. The first thing they'll look to do is get nourishment. A refreshing cold beer, a delicious burger, perhaps, from the tavern at St. Michael's Square. Even with the adjustments that have had to be made, it's still the place for the humans to gather. And what's this? Playoff basketball and hockey, sure to be on the TV screens at the tavern. The tavern at St. Michael's Square. They're excited to have you back.
stop running around trying to find someone who does chemical weed control, mowing, erosion control, and bare ground management. Running R does it all. Owner Ryan Ross won't stop until the job is done right. Whether it is keeping the weeds short or getting rid of them altogether, Running R has what it takes to complete any task above and beyond expectations. Running R also offers extermination for those pesky prairie dogs. Call Running R today at 970-619-0683. Stop running around. Let Running R do the work for you.
Fall is here, and the good folks at On the Rocks Liquor are keeping your bar and fridge stocked with your favorite beer, wine, and spirits. Use Greeley's most convenient drive-thru open every day from 9 a.m. to midnight. Or come inside as our lobby is open and safe for your shopping each night till 9. From local favorites to hard-to-find selections, On the Rocks is always here for you. That's On the Rocks Liquor, just south of the 34 bypass on 47th Avenue in Greeley. A proud sponsor of the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Sports is a little bit different lately.
Until we get to go to a game, it's not jump-starting the economy.
Luckily for you, KFKA has the most entertaining sports programs on the air.
Players are wanting to move on from a college if they don't like the way the situation is unraveling.
Games, no games, we're here with you and here to provide the best sports topics and discussions. The Dan Patrick Show, The Whole Show, and The Herd with Colin Cowherd.
This was Tom's choice. New England was, quote, shocked when he didn't sign.
1310 KFKA, we're here with you.
You know your neighbor.
But do you know your judge?
This November, be educated when you vote.
Visit gettoknowyourjudge.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado Office of Judicial Performance Evaluation, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Pandemic or no pandemic, prep sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
All righty, welcome back as we continue with the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine in Greeley and Eaton is the place for your student-athlete this season. Visit ProactiveColorado.com to find Greeley and Eaton's information. Proactive Physical Therapy, keeping athletes competing. Back here in Eaton, and it is raining, folks. There's no doubt about it. In fact, the rain is starting to pick up. So, that's what we get. We are instant rain gods when we get out to our sites at different games, and here it comes again. So buckle up, going to be a rainy one here in Eaton today, no question about it. We were weathered out, whether you call that rain or snow or whatever it was on Tuesday, and now here on Friday we're just hoping it doesn't unleash here. Right now it's just a steady kind of light rain, but boy, the skies are gray here, and Michael Kirkpatrick, the 437th, our producer back in the studio, said the incoming storm looks like it could do some damage here. So we'll see what happens. Eaton and University. Reds number two in the state. University's number one. Both teams 6-1 looking for the lead in the Patriot League. Let's get to our players to watch, presented by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Marinda Simpson, State Farm. Having someone local that is here has never been more important. Marinda Simpson is here and ready to help you with all of your insurance needs. She's your State Farm Insurance agent for Fort Collins and all of the Northern Colorado area. She's been a State Farm agent since 2012, has over 15 years experience. Call her today at 970-223-8700. That's Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance, 223-8700. Players to watch. First, we'll take a look at the University Bulldogs, the visitors in today's game. And right away, you go to one of the seniors, Delaney Wynicke. Wynicke's the shortstop. She leads the club, hitting .684. 14 ribbies, tied for the team lead with Andy Padilla, the catcher. And for Wynicke, 11 home runs and 49 RBIs last year. And so you would expect her, as one of the leaders in the state, to be right there in the team lead as well, and she is so far. 18 runs also scored first. I mean, she's just great at simply getting on base, a .760 on base average. Also take a look, I talked about her. Andy Padilla, the catcher, the senior here. She's back behind the dish, the one that is able to talk to the pitchers in the circle, of course. Padilla's off to a great start, too. Four extra base hits, tied for the club lead in RBIs with 14. 15 hits, that leads the club. It leads this university team that's hitting .489. 40 RBIs last year for Padilla. As we said, she's got 14 already in this shortened season. For the Eaton Reds, their players to watch, presented, of course, by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Well, we look at this freshman who's going to be in the circle today, Sadie Ross. Take a look at her offensively, .684 she's hitting. 13 hits in 19 at-bats to the plate so far. Her on base, the same as Wynicke's, her counterpart out there, 760 on base percentage. It's unbelievable. Great stuff right there. Six extra base hits for Sadie. Five of them come by the way of the double. She's on the hill today looking for her first, or her fifth win, I should say. 4-0 for the freshman, a 1.65 ERA. She's coming off that three-inning mercy rule game against Platte Valley last Saturday in which she pitched to only nine hitters. It was a perfect game for just those three innings, and she struck out eight of the nine hitters that she faced. A whip under one, opponents hitting 200, all good things. And remember, folks, she's just a freshman. All right, that is our Players to Watch, presented by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Let's come back. You know what? Let's do one more. I want to throw Jenny Jarnigan into the mix, too. Jenny Jarnigan, terrific, had 52 RBIs last year. She's off to a slower start driving in runs so far this year with eight, but leads the club with 14 runs, has four extra base hits. The senior, Jenny Jarnigan, will be over at third base today. All right, that's your Players to Watch, presented by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. When we come back, we'll get to our starting lineups. Our starting lineups, of course, brought to you by Buildings by Design. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Preps on 1310 KFKA.
Serving Fort Collins and the surrounding area since 1980, Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care has you covered. You can count on Don Scott and his staff to provide expert repair and service on your vehicle. Amco's Total Car Care service comes with the best nationwide warranty in the business. From transmissions to brakes to regular maintenance, Amco puts the care back into car care. Stop by Fort Collins Amco or make your appointment online at amcocolorado.com. Amco of Fort Collins, proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, two nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
Looking for your dream home and don't know where to start? Or maybe you're trying to sell your home and you need someone to take the load off. Desiree Pettinger, a broker associate of Clary Real Estate, was born and raised in the Weld County area, so she understands your needs for buying and selling your home or land. Desiree is ready to guide you step by step and take the stress away of the real estate process. Call 970-397-6337 if you're buying or selling in Northern Colorado.
We're proud of the fact that we strive to continually improve our operations. We live here. These are our communities. We care about clean air, clean water, protecting the environment, safe operations. All of those are a must-have. We want to understand our impact, you know, of the environment that we operate in.
There's been a lot of interest from the public in air emissions from pre-production operations. We wanted to get some measurements so that we knew where we were and to see if there was anything that we needed to improve on.
The reason Noble underwent an air monitoring study, I think the easiest way for me to talk about, you know, I'm a runner. You know, now we've got smartwatches, we've got all of our different data metrics to tell us, you know, how we're going to do. Ultimately, you go and race and you find out how you can perform, you discover your weaknesses, the areas that you can improve. As an industry, technology is at a place where we can measure our performance. I love to be outside. I love to be outside with my family. I wouldn't be able to look myself in the face if what we were doing was keeping me from enjoying the things that I love.
These days, everyone is so focused on specializing in one thing. Whatever happened to being well-rounded and able to do a little bit of everything? That's exactly what Terry Gertsch does at J9 Insurance. He specializes in, well, just about everything. Terry can help cover anything from livestock and farm to commercial enterprises. Give J9 Insurance a call at 834-1160 or stop on in and say hello to Terry at 217 First Street in downtown Alt.
Sunday.
Diving catch in the end zone for the touchdown.
Sunday night.
Inside the five and a touchdown.
Monday night.
Foster turns the corner, diving for the pylon touchdown.
And Thursday night.
And the 10, the 5, touchdown. That's it.
You want NFL action? Then you want 1310 KFKA. All season long, KFKA is your football station. Don't miss the journey to Super Bowl 55 as we air the biggest games of the year. NFL coverage is on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA, your football station.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Eaton, Colorado on a rainy, rainy Friday. We're about 12 minutes away from our Mitchell's Flooring first pitch. From countertops to almost any type of flooring you need, Mitchell's Flooring and Design has been doing it since 1968. Give them a call, 352-7251, or stop by on the corner of 37th and 35th in Evans. That's 352-7251. It is Mitchell's Flooring. All right, let's do this. Let's get to our starting lineups. Presented by Buildings by Design. Buildings by Design, Northern and Northeastern Colorado's largest general contractor. Still give you that all-important personal feel. Travis Lefebvre and Pat Walter man the elite general contracting company that is Buildings by Design. Give them a call today, 970-842-5837. From inception to completion, it's Buildings by Design. Starting lineups. My scorecard is soaked already, and we haven't had a pitch. I'm not sure how I'm going to score it unless I have an underwater pen today, but we'll figure it out. For the University Bulldogs, the number one team in the state, 6-1. They're the defending state champions. Chris Hutton in her first year coaching the club. Caden Wyatt leads off. The sophomore plays second base. Lexi Sanchez will hit second and play center field. She's a senior. Another senior back behind the dish, Andy Padilla. 40 RBIs last year, 14 already this year for the senior catcher. Delaney Wynicke, the shortstop, she can flat-out play softball, folks, no question about it. 11 homers and, 49 ribbies last year, one of the leaders in the state in that category, and she's doing it again so far this year. Keely Kern will be in the circle. We saw her earlier this year when they took on Strasburg, and she mercy ruled the Indians. Keely Kern, the senior, is 3-0 on the year in the circle. Caitlin Baca will hit sixth. She's a junior left fielder. Ashlyn Knapp hit a big home run that day against Strasburg. Also hit a huge home run, Ashlyn Knapp did, in the state championship game last year in the win over Brush. She'll hit seventh. Kendry Kern is in right field. She's a sophomore. And Kayla Kingsley, the other pitcher, will be at first base today. She's a junior. Starting lineup for the Eaton Reds, and that starting lineup again, of course, brought to you by Buildings by Design. For the Eaton Reds, also 6-1 on the year, the number two team in the state. Dale Hughes in his 17th year coaching this team, 17-9 last year, 7-7, fifth in the Patriot League, lost to Brush in the quarterfinals. They have got eight consecutive trips to state. Blake Duncan will lead off. She's a sophomore and plays shortstop. Jamie Woody will bat second, the seniors at first. Sadie Ross, the freshman in the circle, she'll hit third. Jenny Jarnigan, what did she have last year? 52 ribbies. The senior is at third base hitting fourth. Yaya Puente, the catcher, is the senior. We've got Emma Pinkstaff in center field. She hits sixth. She's a junior. Brooke Beacom, the junior, is in right field hitting seventh. Olivia Comer in left field. She's a junior. And Alexa Schmidt at second base. She's a senior for the Reds. All right, we'll come back in a moment and get to our final segment of our proactive physical therapy pregame show. We're back in a moment. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
1310 KFKA.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
State Farm announces the Good Neighbor Relief Program. Our auto customers will receive, on average, a 25% credit for their premium between March 20th and May 31st. No policyholder action is needed. That's $2 billion in customer savings, because now more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Call State Farm agent Miranda Simpson at 970-223-7800 today to learn more.
What if your bank lets you spend more time enjoying Colorado? With Bank of Colorado's ATM Live, it does. You can make a withdrawal without a debit card, take out exact change, and plenty more. All with the help of a live teller right on the screen. Do almost anything you can do in the bank at Bank of Colorado ATM Live locations statewide. Then get back to doing more of the Colorado things you love. Learn more at bankofcolorado.com/ATM Live. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
In every home, office, or shop, there always seems to be that one area that's ice cold or flaming hot. Air Solutions in Greeley can take care of this problem. Air Solutions provides heating and cooling repair, replacement, maintenance, installation, and a seasonal safety inspection. Plus, they're available 24/7 for emergencies. Call Air Solutions at 970-356-7072 or schedule an appointment online at GreeleyHVACRepair.com.
I'm Aris Stayupready on Fox 31. The stories we tell matter to you.
Whenever it happens, we're on it.
And the problem solvers will have your back, get results, and hold the powerful accountable. Watch Fox 31 News tonight.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest northeastern Colorado and northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
Journey Homes is here. Just the right place for you to call home. Journey Homes serves northern Colorado's Weld and Larimer counties with comfortable and affordable new homes. Journey Homes is also a great supporter of our schools and student athletes in northern Colorado. They'll help you find the perfect home that not only fits your needs, but exceeds your every expectation. For more information, visit journeyhomes.com or call 970-539-0120. Virtually or in person, Journey Homes, building your future together.
Let's face it, 2020's been rough. Find some therapy, retail therapy, add accessories with a flair and hair. Owner Linda Winter will ensure no fashion disasters and will help you escape into a world of fun clothing, jewelry, hats, and accessories. Speaking of the hottest accessory of 2020, masks. Accessories with a flair and hair has the most stylish ones around for men, women, and kids. Accessories with a flair and hair in downtown Greeley. Just look for that signature red awning.
You're in for a real treat at A&W. New real fruit shakes and sundaes. Choose from pineapple, strawberry, or blackberry. Try one now. It might be the cherry on the top of your day. Only at your local A&W in Eaton. That's right. A&W in Eaton will keep you cool all summer long with delicious treats and drinks. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make your way to A&W in Eaton on Highway 85, just north of downtown. A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, two nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
Welcome back to Eaton, Colorado, as we get set for the 1310 KFK Preps Radio Game of the Week, brought to you by the Williams Agency. And that's NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. They're here for you, for auto and home to life, health, commercial. Don't forget renters, motorcycle, boats, and RVs. They welcome DUIs and first-time buyers, the Williams Agency. They've seen almost everything, so they cover almost everything. Give Ron and Tara a call today, 352-0336, the Williams Agency. Let's get rocking and rolling here. The Mitchell's Flooring first pitch coming up here. Sadie Ross, the freshman, in the circle here. And for University, it'll be Caden Wyatt, the sophomore, then Lexi Sanchez, the senior, and Andy Padilla, another senior in the lineup. Ross deals in the first pitch. Fastball in and over for a strike. And we are underway. Pull up a chair. Spend the afternoon with us here on Preps Radio. Number one versus number two. No better place to be in the state than right here today. All right, the freshman, 0-1. Ross comes back. Fastball sails high, and it's a ball and a strike. Caden Wyatt has been terrific so far for the University Bulldogs. Wyatt hitting .583, five extra base hits, six RBIs, and that one hit her. So Ross hits Wyatt, and Caden is down to first base, and UH has the first runner. These teams have played eight times in the school's varsity softball history. Reds won the first five, but the last three have been UH, including two of them last year. All right, Ross set to go, and Lexi Sanchez is in. Caden Wyatt goes to first base here. They bunt up along third base. It's going to be picked up instead by Ross, and she's got no play. It's an infield base hit. So Sanchez with the perfect bunt between third and the circle. It looked for a second like Jenny Jarnigan was going to jump in and make the play at third base, but gave way to Ross, and Sadie just had no play. Two on, nobody out, and here comes Andy Padilla, the senior catcher. Talk about another run producer for the Bulldogs. 40 ribbies last year for Padilla as a junior. Fastball here, outside corner for a strike. Big batter early in this one. Number one, University. Number two, Eaton. And the Bulldogs with two on, nobody out, top of the first. See what the freshman can do. Settle down here and get to business. No balls into strike two, Andy Padilla. Pitch on the way, and that one just missed up and outside. And it's a ball into strike here. Padilla at 652, 15 for 23 at the plate so far. Three doubles, a triple, 14 runs driven in. That ties her for the team lead with, guess who, Delaney Wynicke. And she's out on deck. Here's the pitch. Fastball fouled away, right side. So one ball, two strikes now. Be a big hitter for Ross if she can come get the strikeouts. Sadie in 17 innings has struck out 27 hitters. So, yep, she can bring it. Jarnigan, Duncan, Schmidt, Woodley. That's the infield left to right for the Reds. And a pitch, fastball, struck her out. Boy, Andy Padilla didn't like the call. She smiles and gives it a laugh and walks off. One away. And Delaney Wynicke, the shortstop, the senior, will come to the plate here. Olivia Comer's in left for the Reds. The center fielder is Emma Pinkstaff, and around in right is Brooke Beacom, the junior. Yaya Puente back behind the plate. They missed outside there. It's a ball and no strikes. Taking off from second that time was Caden Wyatt. She got about halfway to third on the pitch and then had to make her way back. One ball, no strikes. One out here, top of the first inning. Number one team in the state, the Bulldogs, two on with one out. Pitch here, ground ball, hard at third, and a great stop. At third base, dives, and what? No play at third. Jenny Jarnigan with a great play at third, reaching and diving to her left in the hole, made the play, reached back, and tried to get the runner, who was Wyatt coming by and couldn't get her. So another base hit. And the bases are loaded with one out now, and here comes Keely Kern. She can help herself out here. She'll be in the circle for the Bulldogs. We have two pitchers today that have not lost. Outside corner for a strike. No balls into strike. One's a senior, one's a freshman. Right now, the freshman in trouble, Sadie Ross. Bases loaded and one out for the Dogs here in the first. Keely Kern at 421, and that pitch in and over, strike two. So quickly ahead of Kern here goes the freshman, Sadie Ross. 17 innings coming into this game for Ross. Three hits. That's it. She's given up just three hits. Pitch on the way right there, and that one missed. It's a ball and two strikes. Ross set to go again. Not 13 hits for Ross has given up, not three. She strikes her out. Boy, that's a big strikeout right there. Yeah, I thought three hits and 17. That's probably not right. 13 hits she's given up, but still that's a great number. So Kern strikes out. Freshman trying to dance around trouble here in the first. Bases still loaded, two outs. And here's the junior, Caitlin Baca, who will hit from the left side. Here's the look in the pitch. Fastball down low for a ball, and it's one ball, no strikes. Nowhere to put Baca. Bases loaded for the Dogs here in the first. Light rain still continues to fall. Got umbrellas and big, big crowd on hand today here in Eden. One ball, no strikes. Ross comes back, and the 1-0 pitch right there with a fastball down Main Street, and it's a ball and a strike. Clark Johnson with you in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. It's Mario and Destiny Gomez and Kersey for all your irrigation needs. 616-2451, Alliance Irrigation. One strike pitch, and she blew it by her. One ball, two strikes, and now the freshman, Sadie Ross here with a chance to get out of the inning and out of a huge jam here in the first, unscathed. One and two to Baca. Ross comes back, fastball fouled at the plate. On the move from third base right there was Caden Wyatt, the sophomore. But has to retreat back to the bag. Base is loaded. Wyatt's at third. Sanchez at second. Weineke's at first. Couple of base hits and a hit batter here in the first. But still no score. Two outs. Set to go again is Ross. 1-2 pitch. That sails high and inside. Two balls, two strikes now. Kind of a playoff atmosphere here today. I think very much you could take a snapshot of this game, and these two could wind up in the state championship game this year. It's a long way to go to get there, but it could happen. Here's the pitch. That's down low. Did it get away? It did, but Yaya's back to pick it up. And the bases remain loaded here, and it's 3-2. So the payoff pitch coming. Nowhere to put Baca. Something's going to happen on this pitch. Unless she's able to foul it off and stay alive. Let's see. Three balls, two strikes. Ross looks in to get a sign. 3-2 pitch. Fastball just did get. Nope. She swung and missed, and the ball gets away. They go down to third, and it's not in time. So the drop third strike is going to get the run home here. So the strikeout puts her at first. Wyatt is in to score. And Ashlyn Knapp will come to the plate now. So they could have been out of the inning, but hard to control that fastball. Here, that one's in for a strike. No balls and a strike here to Ashlyn Knapp. Knapp at 467, one homer, eight runs driven in for the Bulldogs this year. Junior third baseman waits, and a pitch fouled off. She was way behind that one. It's no balls and two strikes. Knapp hit a big home run in the win over Strasburg earlier this year. Out at Twin Rivers, we had that one for you on KFKA, and she hit a huge home run in the 8-4 championship game win over Brush last year, so she can hit in the clutch, there's no doubt. Here's the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and down she goes. So the inning is retired, four strikeouts in the inning. Yes, four strikeouts, one of them a drop third strike allows the run to score. We'll go to the bottom of the first. UH1 Eaton's coming up. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on 1310 KFK. This is Preps Radio.
State Farm announces the Good Neighbor Relief Program. Our auto customers will receive, on average, a 25% credit for their premium between March 20th and May 31st. No policyholder action is needed. That's $2 billion in customer savings, because now more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Call State Farm agent Miranda Simpson at 970-223-7800 today to learn more.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the Feed Mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we move to the bottom of the first inning out here. The Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Call Ron or Tara today, 352-0336. It's about getting you in the right coverage so you can have peace of mind. They absolutely work their tails off so you can worry less. That's the Williams Insurance Agency. All right, bottom of the first. Reds will try to get back at the Dogs, who picked up one in the first. Sadie Ross strikes out four, but the third strikeout gets away from Yaya Puente, goes to the backstop, and the Bulldogs get one run on that from third base. So not a bad situation for the Reds, though, in the freshman Ross. Bases loaded, one out. All they got was one run. Here we go. Reds have it. They'll go to Blake Duncan, Jamie Woody, and Sadie Ross, 1-2-3, here against Keely Kern, the senior, who's 3-0. 2.21 earned run average, and the first pitch missed outside. One ball, no strikes here to Blake Duncan. The senior comes back, and that missed way outside. Two balls, no strikes here early. Both teams 6-1. University, the defending state champs, number one in the state. And their counterpart, the Reds, number two in the state. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That one right there for a strike. Two balls into strike here. Blake Duncan at 474, 9 for 19 on this season. A couple of extra base hits, a double, a triple, and seven driven in. Comes back into pitch, waved at and missed, and it's two balls and two strikes. Kern in 19 innings so far this year has given up 9 hits. That's not the best. 20 walks is what she needs to work on. 12 Ks so far. Opponents battling against her at just 130. Kern comes back. Big breaking ball rammed down the left field line and just foul. All the way into the corner. Just a hair in front of that was Blake Duncan. That's what happens. I mean, that's a good off-speed pitch, but Duncan waited and waited and almost timed it down the left field line. Two balls and two strikes. Need to get your car ready for the trips coming up. Amco Fort Collins, the place to go. Take care of my car, my kids' cars, keeping the Johnson family running. They'll do the same for your family. Amco of Fort Collins. Don Scott and Lance and Patrick and the gang down there. This one is rammed into left center field. That's going to one-hop the fence all the way to the wall. Around first is Duncan, headed to second. Nope, she's tripped. And down she goes and has to regain her footing around first. So it's just a long base hit here. Boy, she hammered that thing. So a base hit for Blake Duncan. And Jamie Woody, the first baseman, will come to the plate for the Reds. Woody, who's battled some injuries, she was in the circle last year for the Reds. And now with the two talented freshmen that Dale Hughes has in the circle, she may not pitch much at all this year, if at all. That's in for a strike. The other talented freshman besides Ross is Julia Meager. No balls into strike here to Woody. Duncan's at first. Here's the pitch. Fastball, ground ball back to the box. She'll go to second for one. And did they get her? Nope. Pulled her off the bag. It's a throwing error. Yeah, Keely Kern. That's a tough one. When the shortstop's coming from a long way away, you have to lead her like a quarterback leads a receiver. And it's a tough throw to make. So runners at first and second, nobody out. See if the Reds can capitalize on that. And here's Sadie Ross, the freshman, who can help herself. Kern, the senior, set to go now with two runners on base. Here's the pitch, and it's up in the zone, a ball and no strikes. The Dogs defensively of Ashlyn Knapp, the junior, at third. Delaney Wynicke, the shortstop, is a senior. Caden Wyatt, a sophomore, at second. And Kayla Kingsley is over at first. Set to come again now as Kern, the pitch is in there at this letters for a strike. It's a ball and a strike. Not sure Sadie liked that one. She takes a little walk. Caitlin Baca, Lexi Sanchez, Kendry Kern, left to right on the outfield. The senior and terrific player, Andy Padilla, back behind the plate. And Keely Kern trying to keep her team in the lead here, 1-0. Senior comes back, and that pitch all the way to the backstop. Missed that one by a bunch, and everybody moves up 90 or 60 feet. So runners to second and third now for the Reds. Both of these teams are averaging right at 13 runs a game. The Reds are giving up 2 a game. University's given up 3 so far. Here's the look in the pitch, and that one's fouled off right side. That'll find a car maybe. on the street behind us, and it goes foul to Ross. So 2-2 to Sadie now. With runners sitting at second and third, 1-0 UH. A run in the first on a hit. Actually scored the run on a strikeout, though. Sadie Ross, who's in the circle for the Reds, struck out 4 in the first inning. That's right. The third one got away from the catcher, Yaya Puente, and scored a run for UH. Now the Reds trying to get back at him. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing, a line drive, one hopper, knocked down at third. Good play by Knapp. She goes to first. Did they get the runner at third? No. They tried to tag her out there, and the throw to first, not nearly in time. Going to have to go fielder's choice on that one, I think. Yeah, she tried to make that play. So the bases remain loaded here. And Jenny Jarnigan, the third baseman, is going to come up. I'm not sure how the official score will read that one. Sadie might get a base hit there. Boy, she hammered that, a one-hopper right at Ashlyn Knapp at third. Knapp tried to dive back to the bag. It's a tag play, of course, because there's no force. Blake Duncan was off the bag. And she just missed her there. And by the time you get up, your runner's safe at first already. So the base is loaded, and Chris Hutton comes out to speak to her pitcher a little bit here and get a little time out. Get hungry right about now. Head over to A&W here in beautiful Eaton, right on the north end of town on Highway 85. Free Mug Friday today, of course. Like, share, tag them on Facebook, and chance to win a free mug of A&W root beer. Then what do? Oh, God, you got to put the couple scoops of vanilla in there, too. Make it the best root beer float in the business. A&W Eaton, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Vicki and Jane over there, they've got you covered. They do every step of the way, every single season here on Preps Radio. It is the official restaurant of Preps Radio, A&W in Eaton. Here's the pitch. That's in for a strike. Jenny Jarnigan stands in now. Jarnigan with 8 runs driven in so far this year. She's got the bases chucked here with nobody out. That one got away. Runner from third is coming. The throw to the plate, not in time. She's in under the tag. So the Reds have their first run of the game. They've tied things up here 1-1. And neither of the runs scored so far are through an RBI. Drop third strike for the Bulldogs to score from third. And a pass ball or wild pitch here gets the run home. Woody and Ross moved up, and that pitch is in for a strike. It just missed. I take that back. 2 balls and a strike to Jarnigan now. Second and third for the Reds, even in the first. The number one team in the state, the number two team in the state. Kern comes back, and the pitch on the way to Jarnigan. She missed that one. So 3 balls and a strike here to Jarnigan, who can absolutely rake. Third baseman, the senior right here for the Eaton Reds. Kern comes back in the 3-1, fouled away behind us. Reds won on Thursday, 21-0. Senior Yuritsa Puente Yaya went 3-for-4 with 4 ribbies in the ballgame. Freshman Sadie Ross was 3-for-3, a double and 2 ribbies. Here's a chance for Jarnigan, still with nobody out, runners at second and third in an even ballgame. Pitch on the way again. She rips at it and fouls it back. Boy, there is a hefty crowd on hand here today. That's what you like to see. Get number one, number two, and then the game gets underway and the rain stops. It's perfect. It's exactly what you're after here. 3 balls, 2 strikes, still nobody out here. Bottom of the first inning, 1-1 tie. Reds with runners at second and third here. Woody's at third, Ross is at second. Here's the look and the pitch, and that one's hit to left center field and deep. Oh, way back, and you can kiss this one goodbye. Jenny Jarnigan, a three-run shot. And the Reds with 4 hitters in the inning, they've all scored. It's 4-1 Eaton over University. Boy, she just hammered that one off Keely Kern. Senior beats the other senior in that spot right there. So right there, 4 ribbies for Jarnigan. And Yaya Puente is going to be coming up here. So Jarnigan, who had 52 ribbies last year, what did she have, 69 the year before that? 67 or 69, if my brain remembers. Just huge numbers. And that just hit Yaya. So Keely Kern, who was our CRP 4x4 player of the game about 10 days ago in the win over Strasburg, she's having trouble right now here in the first. 4-0 Reds. Puente's down at first base. And Emma Pinkstaff, the junior center fielder, will come to the plate here. And that might be all. To the mound comes Chris Hutton, and they're going to make a pitching change. So we're going to get a break here. A pitching change. We're in the bottom of the first inning. The Reds have plated four on a three-run home run by Jenny Jarnigan to make it 4-1 in favor of the Reds. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's voice is 1310 KFKA.
You got to give them credit for that.
Mornings with Gale.
We can't have everyone stay home and still produce and distribute the basics needed to sustain life and fight the disease.
Dan Patrick.
How we go to sporting events, where we sit at sporting events, it's going to be different.
The Hull Show.
Are you having a hard time keeping up with all this news and all this information? Now, we went 4.5 months of me going, that was fun. Now it's like thousands of headlines.
Colin Cowherd.
The NBA does a lot right. It's stylish. It's fun. Their marketing campaigns are great.
No call now.
Kids are going to be able to beat this disease. We've got enough stats. We've got enough facts now to back that up.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
They wanted to put some of their pet projects into it. They wanted, you know, emission standards for airlines, giving more power to the unions, none of which has anything to do with what Americans need right now.
Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA. 1310 KFKA, Greeley, Fort Collins, and Loveland.
All right, it says 3-2 up there, but we're going to a new hitter here with Emma Pinkstaff, so they'll erase that. Here's the pitch, 4-1 Reds, and that one is a foul ball. She'll throw to first. I think they ruled foul ball, but I thought it was out of the box, which would mean she's out. But they're going to say no in the box. Now the two umpires are going to look at each other and say, let's call it over. So the ball on the bunt, Emma ran into it. And the question was she in the box or not? Out of the box, you're out. In the box, it's a foul ball. Julia Meager is running down at first. She's the and she's going to go. The freshman, as the pitch was in the dirt, the throw to second, not in time. And she is in. So it's Meager at second. 4-1 Reds here in the first. A three-run shot by Jenny Jarnigan. Kayla Kingsley's the new pitcher. She's the other half of the pitching complement for UH. Keely Kern just didn't have it. Here's the pitch outside corner. That's a strike. One ball and two strikes here to Emma Pinkstaff. She is hitting the ball this year so far. 5.56 for the junior. 10 for 18 and five runs driven in. Kingsley comes back and the pitch bounced up there. Came with a breaking pitch and ditched it into the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. 4-1 Reds up on the Gould Parts scoreboard. Gould Parts, just a stone's throw away. Long, long-time sponsor here on Preps Radio. Alan Gould and his great staff down there love exactly what they do. Here's a ground ball into the hole. Diving is Wynicke and no play after she goes to the ground to stop the base hit. So the Reds have brought six batters to the plate here and no outs still. First and second, no outs, as I said. And Brooke Beacom, the junior right fielder, will come to the plate for the Reds. So big inning for the number two team against the number one team here in the first at home. All right, Kingsley set to go. Kayla deals, and the pitch bounced up to the plate, and it's a ball and no strikes. Boy, just shows you how important pitching is in this game of softball. You can control a game if you can dominate in the circle. Here's the look and a pitch. Outside corner for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Kingsley a little slower, a little more deliberate between pitches. comes back into 1-1 as a floater up there, and she missed it. Two balls and a strike. Tell you about something cool. But KFKA will be teaming up with the Red Cross of Weld County and PDC Energy to bring awareness to house fires in Weld County. Thursday, October 1st, we'll go 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. all long, all live shows all day long. We'll have all kinds of folks from the Red Cross on that day. It should be a ton of fun. You'll have a chance to donate that day to Red Cross. Red Cross and PDC Energy on KFKA Thursday, October 1st. More information as you listen to KFKA each day ahead of time. All right, two balls and a strike. Kingsley comes back, and the pitch is outside and low. 3-1. Here's a throw down to second, and they got her, I believe. Yep. Off the base at second base, and they got her at second, I do believe. Or did they force her off the bag? And, boy, I don't know what the call is there. And now here comes Chris Hutton. I mean, what is the call? She's out by a foot and a half. I don't get the call at all unless they say she didn't let her come back to the base. Boy, Chris Hutton not happy with that one, though, in the inning going against the number one team in the state right here. 4-1 ball game, Reds in front. Our game of the week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Ron or Tara down there, boy, and they're terrific folks. You'll have fun just going down there and talking to them. Check out your coverages. It can never hurt. 352-0336. They'll get you a quote to fit your budget at the Williams Insurance Agency. They work hard so you can worry less. All right, set to go again. 3-1 pitch missed up and away, so that'll load them up. Boy, the Reds are feasting here in the first. Seven hitters now yet to have our first out of the inning. Andy Padilla, the senior catcher, is going to go out and have a word with Kayla Kingsley. Kingsley's a junior in relief of Keely Kern here in the first inning, but yet neither one has been able to get an out from the Reds yet. Kingsley 3-1, a 3.27 ERA, 15 innings, 14 hits, and 3 walks, so she's been pretty good. Here's the pitch, and that one's up in the zone. Olivia Comer, the junior left fielder at the plate right here. Comer at 200. She's 4 for 20 so far, 3 RBIs. That one got the outside corner for a strike. One ball, one strike. Bases loaded for the Reds. Last of the first inning in Eaton. University picked up a run in the first. The Reds have answered with 4 here in the home half. Here's the pitch on the way. That one waved at and missed, and it's a ball and 2 strikes now to Comer. The other freshman we were talking about, Julia Meager, you got Sadie Ross in the circle today. Meager's 2-1. Yesterday, 3 innings pitched yesterday. 1 hit, 4 Ks against Rez. Pitch missed there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bases loaded here for the Reds. Runner at third. Here's the pitch on the way. That's Meager down at third on the courtesy run. She missed that pitch down low. 3-2 and nowhere to put Comer now. So Meager's at third. Pinkstaff's at second. Beacom's at first. The Reds already with a 4-1 advantage. 3-2. Big pitch coming for Kingsley. Kayla Deals, ground ball foul. Nice play at third base right there. That's Chad Shaw with the play. Assistant coach that's been with Dale Hughes here in the Reds. Hughes' 17th year. I think Shaw's been there for 15 or 16 of them. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Dogs just trying to get an out here and get out of this thing. Outside corner, got her looking. There it was. That looked out of the zone to me, but just another guy standing here watching. So Comer strikes out, and Alexis Schmidt will come to the plate. Olivia was going away from the batter's box, shaking her head, and I kind of agree with her. All right, one gone. Here's the ninth hitter of the inning, Alexis Schmidt, the senior second baseman. Bases still loaded for the Reds, and Kingsley just trying to keep her team in the game here. Outside corner for a strike. Although when you hit like UH does, you're probably never out of a ballgame. Defending state champions, won a state title in just their fourth year as a varsity club. Here's the pitch. That one driven to center field and deep. Sanchez going back. It's over her head and off the wall. Here comes one run to score. Around the bag at third and holding right there. Boy, that's the longest single in the history of mankind right there. I'm not sure if Emma Pinkstaff just got a late start at first, but she winds up at third on a run-scoring single off the center field fence. So Meager, the courtesy runner in to score. Pinkstaff's to third. Beacom's to second. Schmitz at first. One out, bases loaded. 5-1 Reds now. Boy, if you're Dale Hughes, too, talking about 17 years, he's not had pitchers like this ever before. And you look out there in the top two in the circle for him are freshmen. Look out the rest of Colorado at the 3A level. This might be an Eaton dynasty coming up. That pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. You got to get by the one that won it last year, and they're on the other side of the field right here, the defending state champion University Bulldogs. 5-1 for the Reds here in the first. Kingsley comes back, and the 0-1 missed down low. It's a ball and a strike. All right, one ball, one strike, set to go again. Kingsley looks in and deals, and the pitch on the way. And that is Blake Duncan taking that one for ball two. It's outside. Two balls and a strike here. Long, long first inning here. UH got one. They loaded the bases and ended up with one in an inning that Sadie Ross struck out four. That pitch down low. The third strikeout by Ross. Off the glove of Yaya Puente to the backstop. Got the one run home for the Dogs. The Reds have answered by smacking the softball here. 5-1 Reds in the first. Base is still loaded, one out. Pitch on the way, and Duncan takes it for a strike. Three balls, two strikes now. Again, nowhere to put her with the bases jammed full of Reds here. Reds looking for their ninth consecutive trip to the state tournament this year. Here's the pitch. Bounced it up there, ball four. 6-1 Reds. 11th hitter of the first inning coming up for the Eaton Reds here. In to score is Pinkstaff. Beacom goes to third. Schmitz at second. And Blake Duncan with the RBI is at first base right there. So Jamie Woody checks in, the first baseman, the senior here. She was aboard on an error in the first time up. Ground ball to second base. It's going to be Wyatt. The sophomore goes home, and they got her. Good play by Wyatt. And then getting spiked at the plate is Andy Padilla. You got to hope like heck she's okay. This is a huge part of the Bulldog team in Andy Padilla. Boy, you've got to leave that foot on the plate, of course, as it's a force play. And that's the trouble with it. And here comes Chris Hutton to take a look at her. And we've got an injury timeout. So we're going to take a break here. Still the first inning in Eaton. Reds on a 6-1 advantage. We'll take a 60-second break here and come back. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice 1310 KFKA.
Wouldn't it be great if you knew a podcast was going to be good before you invested hours of valuable time? With KFKA's Block Party on Wednesday nights, you'll find the most entertaining radio shows turn podcast. High school sports talk? Preps Midweek will handle that.
I get less surprised all the time because it seems like coaching jobs especially and athletic directorship jobs, they hang kind of in the balance sometimes.
The latest on Marvel, DC, and the nerd world? Try The Nerd Show.
If the Batman turns into a series where we're going to have multiple versions of this Batman, then yes, I would like to eventually see a Joker put into place.
A beer lover? Well, then Brew Talk is the show for you.
And I don't know if it's just my brain playing tricks on me, but it tastes like maple syrup with a little bit of butter in it.
It does.
Yeah?
It tastes exactly like this.
So you'd pair this with pancakes?
Round off the night with random entertainment, Nick's Knacks, and Fat Guys at the Movies. We have your podcasts, listener and radio approved. KFKA's Block Party, 4 to 10 o'clock every Wednesday night on 1310 KFKA.
1310 KFKA, Greeley, Fort Collins, and Loveland.
Back here in Eaton, the Reds banging away six runs here in the first inning against the number one team in the state, the defending state champions. on the play, of course, the catcher. Andy Padilla was stepped on at home plate. She is going to stay in the game, but she, you can just see she's in pain. But she's going to get behind the dish, and we're going to go again. Jamie Woody. Actually, Sadie Ross is coming to the plate. Woody is down at first base. So here's Ross with two outs, and the pitch on the way to Sadie is in for a strike. Second time around for her in the inning. She was aboard on a fielder's choice. Hit a hard ball to third base. Ashlyn Knapp tried to dive back to the bag to get the runner at third at that time and just missed. So by that award, you got to give her a fielder's choice at first. Here's the pitch outside, and it's a ball and a strike. Almost a 35-minute first inning here in Eaton today. 6-1 Reds. Kingsley comes back in the pitch. Outside corner, it's a beauty for a strike. 1-2. Kayla Kingsley, a junior in relief of Keely Kern, the senior, who, what did Kern battle? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hitters, and they took her out. Pitch on the way, and that's a ground ball foul. Good pitch right there, but Ross was able to get a stick on it and stays at the plate, a ball and two strikes here. The big hit of the inning, a three-run shot by Jenny Jarnigan. One ball and two strikes, two outs here, bottom of the first inning. Six runs on four hits for the Reds, driven to deep right field. Going back is Sanchez. It's off the fence in right center field. One run scores. Two runs are in. A two-run double for Sadie Ross. And the Reds own an 8-0. So the Reds, 8 runs on 6 hits here against the defending state champions. As we were talking about the series between these two, Reds won the first 5 meetings between the schools. Remember, university's only been a varsity for, well, this is their 5th year. They won the title as a 4th-year varsity school. But they have won the last 3 against the Reds. But today, we're switching it up. 8-1, Reds lead here in the first inning. Pitch on the outside corner for a strike. Jarnigan at the plate here again. Jenny's second time in the first inning at the plate. Only a 3-run shot her first time. Was her second of the year. That pitch is in for a strike. No balls, 2 strikes to Jenny Jarnigan, the senior third baseman here for the Reds. Kayla Kingsley, the junior, set to try and get the dogs back to the dugout here. Pitch on the way, and she went. Outside corner, struck her out. Well, that's it for the Reds, but 13 hitters, 8 runs on 5 hits. We'll go to the second inning in Eaton. It's the Reds 8, UH 1. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado and Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
J9 Crop Insurance has been around since 1997. A lot has changed since then, but the fact is, J9 Crop Insurance believes in the old-fashioned handshake. They believe in things like honesty and always being there for your crop needs. Michelle, Ruth Ann, and Janine have all lived on farms and know the perils that come along with the job. That's what separates them. The respect they have for farmers ensures that they'll do only the best. J9 Crop Insurance at 970-834-1160. That's 970-834-1160.
Now at A&W, hand-breaded chicken tender baskets. Your choice of classic tenders or sliders served with fries and slaw. Try them with our signature spicy papa sauce. Hand-breaded chicken tender baskets, now at A&W in Eaton. A&W in Eaton is your headquarters for great summer drinks, shakes, and don't forget about the best root beer floats around. Located just north of downtown Eaton on Highway 85, A&W is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Well, after about a 38-minute first inning, we go to the second finally. Reds pick up 8 runs in the first and own an 8-1 advantage here at home against University. Bulldogs in the second inning will have Kendry Kern, Kayla Kingsley, and then Caden Wyatt. 8-9, and then back to the 1 here against Sadie Ross. Well, Sadie got 4 strikeouts in the first. You don't get to have that very often on your plate, but she did. Third strikeout went to the backstop, and the Bulldogs picked up a run. That was Caitlin Baca. She went to first and was safe, even though she got the K. Then Ashlyn Knapp struck out the real way, and we were done. Bunted up along first. They'll let that go foul, and it's picked up by the first baseman, Jamie Woody. So no balls, 2 strikes here. Kendry Kern is a sophomore, hitting a 300 coming in, 6-4-20 on the season. A double, 9 runs driven in, and that one's over near the UH dugout. And it remains no balls and 2 strikes here. All right, 0-2. Ross set the deal again. Sadie looking for her 5th win of the year. Ground ball back to the box. She'll pick it up and throw her out at first, and there's quickly one out here in the second inning. One gone, and Kayla Kingsley, the junior first baseman. Well, I was going to say first baseman, but now she's in the circle, taking over in relief for Keely Kern. Kingsley for UH at 381. 8-for-21 on the young season, 6 runs driven in. And this one popped up, right side foul grounds. Coming over and making the grab is Jamie Woody. That's a good play. She had to backhand it going away from first base in foul grounds. And there's 2 away. So 2 down, and Caden Wyatt will come to the plate, the sophomore who's been terrific for the Dogs so far this year. Wyatt's at 583 coming in. She was hit by a pitch her first time. 2 outs in the second here. Top half in Eaton. Pitch on the way, fouled away. Our Preps Radio Game of the Week brought to you by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Give them a call today for a quote to fit your budget at 352-0336. They're just going to take care of you. That's talking to Ron. It's all about keeping your family in the right coverages. Worst thing is to have an uncovered claim. Make sure you're in all the right spots, and that's what Ron and Tara do at the Williams Insurance Agency. That one swung on and missed right there. No balls, 2 strikes to the sophomore, Caden Wyatt here. Good inning for Sadie Ross after a bumpy one in the first. Pitch fouled away here. That'll get back out of play. And the count remains no balls and 2 strikes. Tomorrow morning early, folks, we'll talk a ton about Gould Parts, our sponsor, of course, of Preps Rewind every Saturday morning. But we're going to start at 9, first pitch. From Barnes Softball Complex in Loveland, we'll have Northridge and Berthoud tomorrow morning at 9. Part of that Berthoud tournament, they're playing a bunch. 4 games in 2 days over there for most of the teams. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Ross comes back, waved at and missed outside. Dropped by Yaya, but she'll pick it up and throw her out. And it's a strikeout. It's the 5th K in the first 2 innings for the freshman, Sadie Ross. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning in Eaton. The Red Zone, an 8-1 advantage. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one member, FDIC. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
These days, everyone is so focused on specializing in one thing. Whatever happened to being well-rounded and able to do a little bit of everything? That's exactly what Terry Gertsch does at J9 Insurance. He specializes in, well, just about everything. Terry can help cover anything from livestock and farm to commercial enterprises. Give J9 Insurance a call at 834-1160 or stop on in and say hello to Terry at 217 First Street in downtown Ault.
Serving Fort Collins and the surrounding area since 1980, AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care has you covered. You can count on Don Scott and his staff to provide expert repair and service on your vehicle. AMCO's Total Car Care service comes with the best nationwide warranty in the business. From transmissions to brakes to regular maintenance, AMCO puts the care back into car care. Stop by Fort Collins AMCO or make your appointment online at amcocolorado.com. AMCO of Fort Collins, proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
bottom of the second inning here in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. 8-1, the home team's in front here. The Eaton Reds, number two in the state against the University, number one. And the Reds right now acting like the team in charge. Eight runs so far, an eight-run first inning. Eight runs, five hits for the Reds. One run, two hits for the Dogs. That is your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. Two great locations in Greeley and Berthoud. Northern Colorado Credit Union, people-minded, member-focused. Pitch missed away there. Two balls and no strikes. Puente, Pinkstaff, and Beacom here for the Reds in the second inning. Yaya to the plate, hit by a pitch. And then a courtesy runner came for her last inning. Here's the pitch. Outside corner for a strike, 2-1. Good pitch by Kayla Kingsley. Well, the Patriot League, the toughest league in the state, no doubt about it. Number one team, University. Number two, Eaton. Number five is Lions. Number six, Sterling. Number seven, Brush. And number eight, Strasburg. Six of the top 10 teams from this conference. Pitch there in for a strike on the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes to Yaya Puente. Yaritza is back to the plate here, 2-2. Kingsley deals, 2-2 pitch. Tried to get the outside corner and couldn't buy it. Three balls, two strikes. Dale Hughes' team hit 13 batters in the first inning. That'll give you an 8-1 lead. Here's the next pitch. That's up in the zone, and it's ball four. So Puente goes to first, and Emma Pinkstaff, who's been carrying a hot bat for the Reds in the first half of the season here, had a base hit her first time, and here she comes again. Julia Meager is the courtesy runner again for Puente. Reds next up will be Tuesday against Brush. You might see Meager in that one. Then they're Thursday at Valley. We'll see how that goes. Maybe you get Ross against Brush and then Meager against Valley, but you got two talented freshmen, Dale Hughes does. No balls into strike here. Pinkstaff's a junior center fielder. Hitting from the right side here. Kingsley with an off-speed pitch. Boy, she had to do everything she did, she could, Pinkstaff, to keep from getting out on the front foot and getting ahead of that one. Was able to check her swing, and it's a ball and a strike here. Brooke Beacom, the junior right fielder, out on deck for the Reds. One ball, one strike. Here's the look in the 1-1, and that's popped foul right side. That'll get out of play. So a ball and two strikes here for Emma Pinkstaff. For the Reds, since the loss to Lions, they're 3-0. Three straight Mercy Rule wins. They've outscored their opponents 49-1 since that loss. Here's the pitch on the way. That's down low. Now throw in the 8-1 here. And in the three games plus since the loss, it's 58-2. That's domination with a capital D, no doubt about it. The opponents in that time coming into this game today, a run and two hits in those three previous games. That's it. Missed there. Three balls, two strikes to Pinkstaff here. A walk here to lead off the inning to Puente. Courtesy runner down at first for her. Pinkstaff here, 3-2. And the 3-2 pitch is popped up. Center field, shallow center field. It's going to be Sanchez in a hurry. She dives and can't get there. It's in for a base hit and moving up. Is Julia Meager. So they played her pretty deep, and Lexi Sanchez had a long run there and couldn't get there. Gave it the college try, though. She laid out for it and came up a little bit empty. Two on, nobody out here in the second for the Reds. And the second goes much like the first so far, where the Reds brought 13 hitters to the plate and scored eight times. All right, here's Brooke Beacom. Well, heard all the stuff from Chassa again today. Here's the pitch. Bunted up along first base. At first base now is Ashlyn Knapp. And Knapp able to make the tag at first, so the sacrifice works. And Olivia Comer will come to the plate here. One out, two on. Second and third for the Reds. Base hit from Comer here right now, and you could have a 10-1 lead. Kingsley set to go again. Comer struck out her first time. Pitch on the way, outside corner with a beauty. No balls and a strike here. Meagher's at third, running for Puente. Pinkstaff is at second. One out for the Reds, bottom of the second inning, 8-1, Eaton. Kingsley back, that one outside corner, good pitch. They throw down to third and back in on the slide there is Julian Meagher. So no balls and two strikes. This is a big pitch. You're down seven already. You got to try to keep your team in the game here. Pitch on the way, waved at and missed, and down she goes. Second time that Comer struck out on the ballgame, two down. And Alexis Schmidt, who singled in the first inning, will come to the plate here for the Reds. All right, Kingsley set to go in a pitch outside corner for a strike. Boy, she's laying on the black on the outside there. Just beautiful pitches. Here's the look in the pitch to Schmidt. Ground ball foul. She chopped it off her foot, and it's no balls and two strikes. Schmidt coming into the ballgame was 2-for-11. So she was kind of light hitting and had a big base hit in the first inning. So maybe that gets the bat going for the senior here. No balls, two strikes. Kingsley deals, line drive, right back up the middle, base hit. Here comes one to score. Pinkstaff is going to hold at third. And it's 9-1 Reds and an RBI single by Alexis Schmidt. She's 2-for-2 today. So runners at the corners, and Blake Duncan will come to the plate here. First and third. She go by Allie, I guess. Alexis Schmidt does. That's what they're yelling at her right now. 9-1 ball game here. Pitch to Blake Duncan. Missed it away, trying to bite on that outside corner again. And it is one ball and no strikes here. Two outs, last of the second inning. The Reds 9. And University 1. University number 1, the defending state champ. Reds are number 2. Here's the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. They both lost one. University dropped one to Sterling. And the Reds dropped their game to Lions. It's a tough league. You get a dominant pitcher one day, and a loss is not a huge surprise. These two teams won't lose many throughout the year, though. Here's the pitch, 1-1, driven to right field and deep. Going back for this one near the wall is Kendry Kern on the track and makes the catch for the out. Big out there for the UH Bulldogs. For the Reds in the second inning, a run on two hits. We will head to the third inning in Eaton. It's the Reds 9, the Bulldogs 1. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. Let's go to the third inning, a Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NoCo's own Williams Insurance Agency. Bulldogs in the third inning here. We'll have Lexi Sanchez, Andy Padilla, and then Delaney Wineke. 2-3-4 for the Bulldogs in their order. Tall order for them. They're down 9-1 here as we head to the third. Sadie Ross, bumpy first inning, but loaded the bases and allowed only one. And she allowed it on a strikeout, one that got away from Yaya. That pitch is in there. Strike two. No balls, two strikes to Sanchez. And the Reds picked up 8 in the bottom half of the first inning. One more here in the second. It's 9-1 as we're in the third now. That one just missed. Fastball outside. It's a ball and two strikes. Sanchez, a base hit. Her first time up. Came in hitting 526. She's now 11-for-20 at 550. Here's the look in the pitch. There's a ground ball. Base hit into right field. Boy, can she hit? Just a flat-out great job of hitting by Lexi Sanchez right there. Took a tough pitch on the outside corner and drove it between the second baseman and the bag. 2-for-2, and Andy Padilla will come to the plate here with Sanchez at first. Bulldogs have a long trip to get back in this one. They're down 9-1, but as I said to you in the first inning, if there's a team that can do it, you got to put UH in that spot. Boy, can this team hit. Here's the pitch. That one bounces up there. runner out the bag at first. Yaya had a look down at first, but that's all. Padilla struck out her first time, but man, can this kid hit. 40 ribbies last year, 14 already this year. Pitch on the way from Ross, fouled away. She was behind the fastball. So a ball and a strike here to Andy Padilla. Lexi Sanchez down at first, top of the third inning in Eaton. The Gould Park scoreboard out there shows 9-1 Reds. This one's popped up, right field line, foul grounds. Three Reds giving chase. Here's a diving grab out at second base by Lexi Schmidt. What a great play. That is a terrific, terrific play by Alexa Schmidt, the senior second baseman. You had Woody, the senior, the first baseman giving chase. You had the right fielder, Brooke Beacom, the junior, giving chase. And then between them, Schmidt goes to the grass and makes a diving grab. One gone, Ross deals, and the pitcher on the way to Wynicke is in for a strike. No balls, one strike. Bulldogs won both games against the Reds last year, 9-8 at UH. That one's in for a strike, and 9-3 here. Sanchez, who tagged on that play down the right field line, that great catch by Schmidt, is sitting at second base. That pitch is up in the zone, and it's a ball and two strikes. Sadie Ross, the sister, the freshman sister of departed Remy Ross, in a good way. She's headed to Cali to play Division I softball at Fullerton State. That's strike three. That was interesting. Delaney Wynicke almost looked to stop in the middle of that pitch and go and ask for time. And then the pitch on the outside corner, she was almost standing in the middle of home plate. So two gone on the strikeout. And Keely Kern will come to the plate here for the Bulldogs. Struck out her first time. That's six strikeouts for Ross. And the fastball in and over for a strike here to Kern. Two out, runner at second base. Reds lead 9-1. Remy Ross, of course, longtime Red softball player. She was a Highland High School student, as is Sadie Ross. But Highland doesn't have a softball team, so they come over here and play at Eaton. All right, Sadie set to go again. 0-2 pitch, and that one is driven to right field in the air. Coming in here is Beacom, and she'll make the catch for the out. So the Dogs are gone in the third inning. We are done with 2.5. No runs a hit right there for the Dogs. Bottom of the third coming up. And it's 9-1, the Reds in front of the number one team in the state, the Bulldogs. We'll take this break. It's brought to you, of course, by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Athletes, don't fall behind just because your season has been postponed. Use this extra time to bring out your athlete with Simple Speed Coach. Simple Speed Coach is building better athletes all over Northern Colorado, offering sports performance training for athletes of all sports and ages, serious about increasing speed, agility, strength, and athletic ability. Visit SimpleSpeedCoach.com for more information or call Paul Onenson at 970-561-7008 to register. Experience the difference with Simple Speed Coach.
Prep softball can be heard right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA, Greeley, Fort Collins, Loveland, and Longmont.
We head to the bottom of the third inning, and there's a break in the action. You got both umpires at the gate here talking to Eaton Athletic Director Steve Longwell. And I don't know what that was about. What they've had a problem with so far today are the people in right field around the right field fence. There's a lot of folks hanging over the wall out there, and I don't know if that's what this was about, but they've broken up the party, and here we go. Last of the third inning, the Reds leading 9-1. Kayla Kingsley on in relief of Keely Kern. KK and KK on the UH pitchers. That's pretty cool. No balls and a strike here as the first pitch was in and over. Jamie Woody, Sadie Ross, Jenny Jarnigan, 2-3-4 for the Reds here in the third. Pitch on the way off speed, and out in front of it that time was Woody. And Jamie able to chop it foul, and it's no balls and two strikes here. Andy Padilla still looks like she's a little ginger on the foot. She was stepped on at home. The Bulldog catcher has stepped on her foot coming home on a force play. Excuse me. Here's the pitch. Boy, that one's right there. Not sure where that one missed. A ball and two strikes now. Kingsley looking over at the dugout, too. She's kind of shaking her head, like trying to figure out where that was. One ball, two strikes here for the junior from University. Woody at the plate. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Off speed, and she struck her out. Boy, that was a beauty. She pulled the string on that one. One gone, and Sadie Ross will come to the plate. Ross aboard on a fielder's choice in the first inning and doubled her second at-bat of that first inning. The Reds hit 13 hitters in that first inning. All right, one out, one on. Pitch to Sadie. Oh, a rope foul outside the bag at third. She stung that one again. So Sadie's hitting the ball today. The shot she hit in her first time up was a rope down a third, a one-hopper that at that time Ashlyn Knapp went to the bag and tried to tag the runner who was at third. Second time up for Ross, she doubled. Here's the pitch off-speed. Boy, that off-speed pitch working like a charm for Kingsley right here. And it's no balls and two strikes. Jenny Jarnigan, a three-run home run in the first inning, is out on deck. Jarnigan hit twice. She went from the attic to the cellar. Home run her first time, strikeout the next time. There's another rip foul by Sadie Ross. So still no balls and two strikes. Kern, who started the game in the circles at third base, you got Wynicke at short. Wyatt's the second baseman. Knapp, who started at third base, just moved over to the other corner at first. Andy Padilla, the senior, back behind the plate. It's Baca Sanchez and Kendry Kern in the outfield. And that's on the outside corner, strike three. That was a beauty. So two down as Sadie Ross goes down looking, and Jenny Jarnigan will come to the plate. Good inning for Kayla Kingsley here. And that's what you need. You get behind a bunch, and you just got to settle the forces a little bit. And that's what Kayla Kingsley has done, allows her team a chance to wind it up and get back in the game. Here's the pitch, rope to left field. Right at the left fielder, Caitlin Baca, and she makes the catch. Boy, a rocket ship right at her. Well, the Reds go 1-2-3 in the third. We'll head to the fourth inning. It's Eaton 9 and University 1. We're back with the fourth inning in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
These days, everyone is so focused on specializing in one thing. Whatever happened to being well-rounded and able to do a little bit of everything? That's exactly what Terry Gertsch does at J9 Insurance. He specializes in, well, just about everything. Terry can help cover anything from livestock and farm to commercial enterprises. Give J9 Insurance a call at 834-1160 or stop on in and say hello to Terry at 217 First Street in downtown Ault.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA. Greeley for Collins, Loveland, and Longmont.
All right, we head to the fourth inning out here in Eaton. Our 1310 KFKA Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by the Williams Insurance Agency, NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Ron and Tara, they'll do it for you, folks. I'm telling you, great folks. They'll get it done for you. get a quote for you to fit your budget. 352-0336, the Williams Insurance Agency. All right, to fourth inning. Bulldogs will have Baca, Knapp, and Kern. And did that. I just looked up from my scorecard, and that one just missed the head, I believe. High and outs, or high and inside. It's two balls, no strikes to Caitlin Baca, who struck out her first time. She struck out and swung and missed in the first inning. And ball glanced off the glove of Yaya Puente and back to the backstop for the only run of the game for the Bulldogs so far. That's strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Caitlin was kind of running up as if the slap hit that time. And left it go by. Two balls, two strikes. Sandy Ross with a 8-run advantage here in the fourth inning. Fastball hit foul down at third base. Chris Hutton tried to make the play, but it went right through her. The coach for the Bulldogs in the third base coaching box. So two balls and two strikes. Good contact that time for Caitlin Baca. 2-2. Sadie Ross with the swinging strike three by Bach in the first where she got aboard, struck out four. Here's a ground ball to third. Over to first, Jenny Jarnigan got her. That's a terrific play. Little slap hit, slow ground ball up along third, and Jarnigan, the senior, guns it to first, one away. And Ashlyn Knapp, the third baseman, the junior, will come to the plate. Yaya Puente out to talk to her pitcher right here in the circle. Got a senior guiding a freshman. That's always a pretty good deal out there. Here's the pitch. That one swung on and missed. Fastball, and she was behind it. Knapp struck out her first time. Knapp came in hitting .467. 8 runs driven in. Here's the pitch, and that one, ooh, that looked high and outside. And a groan from the crowd on the UH side here behind me. No balls and two strikes. Freshman Sadie Ross doing it up on in the circle here, the freshman, trying to get her fifth win of the year. And a pitch missed away, and it's a ball and two strikes. That's a terrific pitch. Tried to get her to chase outside 0-2. Kendrick Kern, the sophomore, the right fielder, out on deck here for the Dogs. One in the first for UH, 8 in the first for the Reds. That one waved at and missed. On the bounce, they'll throw down to first. And that one got away. Is that right? Yaya's got to throw that hard. So that's the second time that the Reds have struck out the hitter. And Ashlyn Knapp is over at first base now. Second time, as I said, they've struck out and got to first base. Puente's got to come up and just gun that thing. You can't sugarcoat it to first base. Come out, get your angle, and then gun it. So Knapp's at first with one out, and that one fouled back against the screen here. Kendrick Kern, the sophomore right fielder, is at the plate. It's the seventh strikeout for Sadie Ross in the ballgame. If they had been fielding everything clean so far, she'd have a shutout going. That one missed high, and it's a ball and a strike. Kern bounced to the pitcher her first time, 0-1 in the ballgame here. Reds trying to snap a 3-game losing streak in the series here to the Bulldogs. Lost twice last year, once the year before. The 5 contests preceding that, all Reds wins. Missed down low right there, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Big hitter at the plate. It's a big inning for the Dogs. They're down 9-1, but throw together a couple of innings of some crooked numbers here, and you're back in the ballgame. It is a fair ball into the corner. Giving chase is Brooke Beacom. The runner is to third base. That's Ashlyn Knapp. They're going to hold her up there. So it'll be second and third with one out, and the Bulldogs, the defending state champions, trying to climb back into the ballgame. Kayla Kingsley will come to the plate now. Popped up to first base her first time. That was that terrific catch by Alexis Schmidt as she went into foul grounds and laid out for a catch. And pitch in for a strike. Again, that one was not welcomed by the university fans. No balls, one strike. One out, runners at second and third. 9-1 Reds. Bulldogs trying to get a couple here and get back in the ballgame. Pitch, slow ground ball, up along third. Jarnigan's going to go one play to first. That's in time. She looked at home, Jenny did. But I think a smart play, if she comes home and they beat it, they get a big inning going here. But she guns for the out at first, two down. It's an RBI ground out for Kingsley. Knapp is in to score. Kern is to third. Two outs, it's 9-2 now. Bulldogs get within seven. And Caden Wyatt, the sophomore, the second baseman coming up here. She's hitting a ton so far. And they need her right now with a base hit. That one, and it missed down low. It's a ball and no strikes. All right, one ball, no strikes. Ross, the freshman, set to go again. Comes back in the fastball, fouled away, out of play. One ball, one strike. Two outs here. Runner just at third in a 9-2 ball game. Ross deals again. Fastball right there for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Wyatt came in hitting .583. What was she, 14 for 24? That pitch and that one just missed down low. And your 3-2 or 2-2? Two balls, two strikes. Two outs here. Ross takes a little walk behind the circle, and now she's back in. 2-2 pitch, roped into center field. That's a base hit. It's a 9-3 ball game, and it got away from the center fielder. That's Emma Pinkstaff, and got to the fence, and standing at second base for the Bulldogs is Caden Wyatt. A base hit and an error. RBI single for Wyatt. Boy, the sophomore just continues to rack it up for the Bulldogs. And it's a 9-3 ball game. So here are the defending state champs kind of starting to crawl back into the ball game. Wyatt's down at second. Lexi Sanchez, who is 2-for-2 today, stands in. Swings and misses at that one. She hit a rope into center field her last time. Sanchez came in at 5:26. So she came in hot and continues to sizzle. No balls and a strike. Off-speed pitch. Boy, she started to offer at that and held up as it bounced in front of the plate. It's a ball and a strike. Two outs, top of the fourth, 9-3. Reds in front of the Bulldogs. Ross comes back in the pitch. Fastball, no. Missed it outside. Two balls and a strike. Andy Padilla is out on deck. Boy, that's great news for the Dogs. She got stepped on at home plate, right on the top of the cleat. That's where you can break an ankle or stress fracture on the top of the foot. That's in. That just missed. It's 3-1 now. But Andy Padilla okay and in the on-deck circle. That's a good thing. Three balls into strike here. 3-1 pitch is roped. Shortstop coming in to pick it up. Here's the throw on to first base, and it is in time. Blake Duncan, the sophomore, with a terrific play. And we'll head to the bottom of the fourth in the Bulldog fourth. They do pick up two runs on two hits. And head to the bottom of the home half of the fourth inning. It's 9-3. Eden Reds in front by a six spot. This time out brought to you, of course, by Bank of Colorado. There's only one member FDIC. We're back in a moment. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
J9 Crop Insurance has been around since 1997. A lot has changed since then. But the fact is, J9 Crop Insurance believes in the old-fashioned handshake. They believe in things like honesty and always being there for your crop needs. Michelle, Ruth Ann, and Janine have all lived on farms and know the perils that come along with the job.
That's what separates them. The respect they have for farmers ensures that they'll do only the best. J9 Crop Insurance at 970-834-1160. That's 970-834-1160.
You're in for a real treat at A&W. New real fruit shakes and sundaes. Choose from pineapple, strawberry, or blackberry. Try one now. It might be the cherry on the top of your day. Only at your local A&W in Eaton. That's right. A&W in Eaton will keep you cool all summer long with delicious treats and drinks. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, make your way to A&W in Eaton on Highway 85, just north of downtown. A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Pandemic or no pandemic, Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, Preps Radio game of the week, presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Give them a call and get a free quote today, 352-0336. Get something to fit your budget and keep your family covered. Into the fourth inning here in a 9-3 ball game now. UH trying to battle back a little bit. Kayla Kingsley to Yaya Puente here, and it's a ball and a strike. Kingsley set the deal. The pitch, Puente fouls it into the catcher's glove, and it's a ball and two strikes here. Get to our Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. 9 runs on 7 hits for the Eaton Reds today here at their home ballpark. 3 runs on 5 hits so far for the defending state champion, University Bulldogs. Ground ball to second. Easy play there for Caden Wyatt, the sophomore. And there's one away as Yaya grounds out to 4-3. That is your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. Two great locations in Greeley and Bertha to serve you. Northern Colorado Credit Union, people-minded, member-focused. Check them out at nococu.org. Pitch on the way there, missed it away. Outside with a change that time. It's a ball and no strikes. Emma Pinkstaff is 2-for-2 in the ballgame. Singled in the first, singled in the second. Here she is in the fourth. 9-3 Reds. Pitch on the way, bounced it up there. It's 2 balls and no strikes now. Brooke Beacom is out on deck. Beacom's done a nice job in right field today. Made a couple of good plays so far. 9-3 ball game. Looking to pitch off speed, and that's in for a strike. That's a beauty. That's been the pitch for Kayla Kingsley today, is that little off-speed pitch. She's pulled the string a bunch of times, and it's been very effective. Kingsley in relief of Keely Kern. And the pitch is roped to center field. Up in a hurry comes Lexi Sanchez, and the senior puts it away. Pinkstaff lined it. I mean, she got everything on that one, but hit it right at the center fielder, Lexi Sanchez. Two gone in the last of the fourth, and Brooke Beacom, the junior right fielder, will come to the plate here. Third time to the plate for Brooke, but she hasn't had a at-bat yet. She walked in the first, and she sacrificed in the second. Kingsley deals. Here's that off-speed pitch, and it's in for a strike. Boy, that's a beauty. No balls and a strike here. All right, set to go again here is the junior. Kingsley rocks and delivers, and it's fouled up over the backstop here and off the fence behind us. Quickly, no balls and two strikes. Reds lead 9-3, but Kingsley has quietly set down the last 6 Reds batters in a row. No balls, 2 strikes. Off-speed pitch, did not get the call outside. It's a ball and 2 strikes. One ball, 2 strikes. 2 outs, last of the fourth inning, 9-3. Reds over the Bulldogs. Kingsley rocks and deals and missed it down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two and two. Kingsley looking over at the dugout now, looking at her coach, Chris Hutton. Come back in the pitch. That one fouled away against the screen. Boy, you talk about the Huttons, too. Holy cow. That's a softball family, folks. I mean, great stuff. Bridget Hutton, of course, big player at Valley when they won a title, and Played for her mom over there. Then at CSU, this one fouled away left-hand side. Bridget graduated last year, standout pitcher at CSU. Now on the sideline here for the Dogs. Excuse me. All right, set to go again. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Here comes Kingsley, and she comes back 2-2 to Binkham, or Beacom, rather. Hit to right center field and deep. Going back, away back, looking up, and it's off the fence in right center field. And Beacom's got herself a double. Almost the second home run of the year for the junior. A homer and 10 runs driven in coming into the ballgame here. She hit that one off the right center field fence. So runner at second base. No harm done for the Bulldogs if they can get the out here. Two outs in the fourth. And Olivia Comer, who struck out twice in the ballgame at the plate. Kingsley deals, and the fastball missed way high and outside. It's a ball and no strikes here. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., we'll be back on the air with you. More softball from the Barnes Softball Complex in Loveland, the Bertha Tournament. It'll be the Bertha Spartans and the Northridge Grizzlies. 9 a.m. first pitch. Pitch here, driven right center field again. Going back, Sanchez. It's going to drop on the warning track. Go up against the wall. The run is in, and the Reds on a double here by Olivia Comer. In fact, back-to-back doubles, Beacom and Comer. It's 10-3, Eaton. That's a big hit for Olivia, who struck out her first two times in the ballgame. Always good to come back from a tough couple of at-bats and then rip one like that. So as soon as I said that Kingsley had knocked out six Reds batters in a row, they go back-to-back with doubles. Alexis Schmidt jumps in here. Pitch outside corner for a strike. 10-3 Reds, last of the fourth inning in Eaton. Light rain and during the pregame show. Then it got a little heavier as we got towards the first pitch. And then everything kind of cleared out and moved on. Sun coming out right now. That pitch missed away, and it's a ball and a strike. Thursday, October 1st. Don't forget on KFKA, it'll be Red Cross PDC Energy teaming up with KFKA all day long, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll have full live shows and a bunch of folks from the Red Cross on that day. Chance here, ground ball to shortstop. They throw him out, and the inning is over. A run on two hits for the Reds in their home half of the fourth inning. We head to the fifth in Eaton. It's the Reds 10 and the Bulldogs 3. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. We head to the top half of the fifth inning. University coming up here, down 10-3. In the ball game, as we continue with our Preps Radio game of the week here, number one versus number two, and it's presented to you by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Give Ron or Tara a call today, 352-0336, for a quote to fit your budget at the Williams Insurance Agency. They work hard so you can worry less. Here's the pitch. Anybody that does that in my life makes me worry less. Boom. That's a good thing. One ball, one strike here. As it's Andy Padilla, Delaney Wineke, and then Keely Kern. 3-4-5 for the Dogs. Trying to climb back in. 10-3. They trail by 7 here in the 5th and Eaton. That one's right there for strike 2. One ball and two strikes. All right, Padilla back up. They're a ball and two strikes. Here's the look in the pitch, and the 1-2 is hit down the left field line, just foul. She hit it off the end of the bat, a weird sideways spin on it, and it hovered past the head of Jenny Jarnigan and landed foul, about a foot and a half foul down the left field line. So still a ball and two strikes. She's going to walk down and have a chat with her head coach, Chris Hutton, right now. We're talking to you about Thursday, October 1st from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Shows all day long on KFKA, and KFKA teaming up with the Red Cross of Weld County and PDC Energy to bring awareness to house fires in Weld County. Chance for you to jump in and donate. Here's a ground ball. One hopper diving at shortstop. Great play at shortstop by Blake Duncan. And then she throws to first far too late. But that was just a heck of a stop up the middle there by the sophomore, Blake Duncan. Infield single for Padilla. So here come the Bulldogs. Runner at first in the fifth inning, down 10-3. And Delaney Wynicke, the shortstop, who's 1-for-2, singled in the first inning, and she's coming to the plate. And the first pitch misses away. It's a ball and no strikes. One loss teams in the Patriot League. They're both in front of us right now, Eaton and University. Pitch there is fouled against the screen, and it's a ball and two strikes. Two lost teams, that's just Lions. The Lions, 4-2 on the year. Then the three lost teams, there's a trio of them, Sterling, Strasburg, and Brush. One ball, one strike here. Comes back in a fastball up in the zone, so two balls and a strike here. Padilla down at first. Wynicke is waiting at the plate right now. Two balls and a strike to Delaney. 11 homers, 49 runs driven in last year. Right back to the same stuff this year. One home run, 14 RBIs in the first seven ball games. Two balls, two strikes. All right, Sadie Ross set to go again here. Two balls, two strikes in the fifth inning, a 10-3 lead. And that one driven down the right field line. In a hurry comes Beacom, and foul grounds, reaches out and can't get it. Good run by the junior right fielder there, but she just ran out of real estate. So Wynicke will have another chance here. Two balls and two strikes. All right, set to go. Ground ball right side. They'll flip to short for one. Duncan back to first, too late. Fielder's choice for Wynicke. Good play, 4-6. It was hit to Alexis Schmidt, and she made a nice turn to Blake Duncan. One gone in the fifth inning. Wynicke down at first, and Keeley Kern will come to the plate here for the Dogs. Only loss for the Dogs this year against Sterling, a 6-4 ball game. After that, they came back and hammered Platte Valley 18-0 on Thursday. However, they've run into the Reds, who came out with 8 in the first inning today. 10-3 Reds right now here in the fifth. Pitch on the way is hit to center field. Backing up is Pinkstaff. Now she's got plenty of room and makes the catch for the out. So two gone as Kern flies to center, and Caitlin Baca will come to the plate here for the Dogs. All right, so Baca to the plate. Here's the pitch. She runs up as if to slap at it and swings and misses. No balls and a strike here. Last year, the games between these two teams, Dogs got them both 9-8 in Greeley and then 9-3 here in Eaton. That one fouled away, and quickly it's no balls and two strikes. Reds trying to put an end to that three-game losing streak against UH here today, leading 10-3. All right, Ross set to go again. No balls, two strikes. Pitch, did she get her? No. Ran up as if to slap at it. Takes a ball and two strikes. Caitlin Baca still up there hitting. Two out, runner at first. 10-3 Reds lead here in Eaton. Top half of the fifth. The defending state champions at the plate, and it's fouled away. Still a ball and two strikes. Jenny Jarnigan and Blake Duncan left side of the infield defensively for the Reds. Alexis Schmidt and Jamie Woody on the right side. You've got Comer, Pinkstaff, and Beacom in the out. Beacom, I should say. That's Brooke Beacom in right field. Here's that pitch. It's fouled off left side and out of play. Senior Yaritza Yaya Puente back behind the plate. And Sadie Ross, the freshman, trying to get to 5-0 on the year. One ball, two strikes. Baca good at bat for Caitlin. Here's the pitch, and it's down low, 2-2. Seven pitches in the at-bat here to Baca. 0-for-2 in the ballgame. Struck out in the first, grounded out in the fourth. Two balls, two strikes, two outs in the fifth. 2-2, fouled away again. So are we out of softballs? Caitlin Baca spreading them all over Eaton here. She's hitting one down by Gould Parts just a minute ago. Right up on the scoreboard. Gould Parts. Here's a ground ball to shortstop. It is going to be Blake Duncan, and they couldn't get her at first base. She threw it in the dirt, but I think that's going to be a base hit anyway. Slow roller to short, and Baca's got all kinds of speed. So runners at first and third. Sixth hit for the Bulldogs in the ballgame. And they're going to say it was out of play down the right-hand side, so they're going to give her second base. So second and third for the Bulldogs now. And Ashlyn Knapp, who can flat out hit in the clutch, is at the plate. And the pitch is in for a strike. No balls, one strike. Big hitter for Sadie Ross to get right here. If Knapp can punch a base hit, make it 10-5, then you start feeling like the defending champs are back in this thing. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss at a fastball, 0-2. Two outs, two on in the fifth. Big pitch coming up right here. No balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third. 10-3, Reds lead. 0-2 pitch. Tried to get her to chase outside, and she wouldn't. It's a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Sadie Ross, the freshman, 1-2 pitch, ground ball foul outside the bag at third. So a lot of pitches in the inning. A couple of base hits in the inning, but still no damage for the Dogs. But Knapp can change that with one swing of the bat right here, 1-2. Pitch on the way. She came underneath it, and it goes to the backstop. Puente's not going to have a play. Run will score. Everybody moves up on a wild pitch. So it is a 10-4 ball game. So still two outs, two balls, two strikes. Now Sadie's just got to go back to thinking right here. He didn't get out with any harm, but you can get out with just a run here and keep a six-run advantage. 2-2 pitch. That one's hit down the right field line in foul grounds. Beacom was there. So was Jamie Woody, the first baseman along the fence, but it's foul. And they'll come back and do it again. Two balls and two strikes, two outs here in the fifth. Here's the look in the pitch. They came with the off-speed pitch that time, and Sadie missed it. Three balls and two strikes. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Payoff pitch coming here in the fifth inning. On the way, and it's hit to center. That's going to drop for a base hit, a dying quail into center field for Ashlyn Knapp, and she continues to hit in the clutch, and it's 10-5. So here come the Dogs. They're within five here, and Kendry Kern will come to the plate, the right field, the sophomore who plays right field. In the last of the fifth, the home half, the Reds will have the top of the order. That one's in for a strike. No balls, one strike. It was a good pitch that time by Sadie Ross to Ashlyn Knapp. She just did enough to get it up over the second baseman, Alexis Schmidt's head. No balls and a strike. Ross comes back, fouled at the plate, and it's 0-2. So again, Sadie out in front and a chance to put a close to the fifth inning. Three hits in the inning for the Bulldogs. But still just one run. Take that back, two runs. That's that Fresno State math again. 10-5 ball game. Reds in front by, that makes it five. Here's the pitch. That one fouled off behind us. Back into the crowd. Nobody behind me able to make that grab. No gold gloves in the crowd today. And it's no balls and two strikes. 0-2. Two outs, top of the fifth inning, 10-5. Reds in front. Biggest lead for the Reds was that 7-run lead. I take that back. They had a 8-run lead after two innings. They led 9-1. A ball and two strikes now to Kendry Kern, the sophomore. Runner at first and the two-strike pitch. Ground ball back to the box. Knocked down by Sadie Ross. It goes to the shortstop, Blake Duncan, and there's no play. So a base hit. It's the fourth hit of the inning. Now there's two on, and here comes Kayla Kingsley. Boy, if she can get a hit, it's all new kind of ball game for UH here. Kingsley in the ballgame has popped up to first base and grounded out. 0 for 2. Here's the pitch. In for a strike. It's a long inning for Sadie Ross here, the freshman. She'll take a walk behind the circle here. Bulldogs have 9 hits in the ballgame. Here's the pitch. Off speed. Didn't get it. It's a ball and a strike. Reds have 9 hits as well, so the Dogs have caught the Reds in hits. They just have 5 more runs to get. 10-5 ball game. Here's the pitch fouled back against the screen, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Almost a 15-minute half inning here for UH in the fifth inning. They've scored twice, but have runners at first and second here, and Kingsley trying to keep it going with 2 outs. Ross comes back 1-2, and a pitch fouled off right side. Hit it over by the dugout. Just behind it was Kingsley that time. She'll try to come back and put it between the foul lines here. All right, set to go again. Kingsley was the winner on Tuesday. I take that back on Thursday against Platte Valley, but she takes strike 3 right there. And the side is retired. But in the fifth inning, the Bulldogs pick up 2 runs on 4 hits. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Eaton. UH starting to climb back into the ballgame. Reds 10, Bulldogs 5. We'll come back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado right here on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new, lower car insurance rates in Colorado, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Mark Larson at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Mark Larson is ready to help you save in Northern Colorado. Call Mark today at 970-356-8700. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Bottom half of the fifth inning here in Eaton, Colorado, Eaton High School. Reds with a 10-5 lead over number one University. Reds in the fifth inning have Blake Duncan, Jamie Woody, and Sadie Ross, 1-2-3 in the order. Coming to you from the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth, I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us today. All the news from CHASA, changing their mind every 15 minutes, it seems. Thought on Thursday we were going to have football in the fall here all of a sudden. Then yesterday they said no, and now they're saying today maybe yes. Who knows? Make up your mind for the kids, for crying out loud. Ground ball to short here. Picked up by Wynicke, and her throw is going to be too late. That's an infield base hit into the hole for Blake Duncan right there. And the Reds start the fifth inning on the right note. New mercy rules are 15-run lead after the third, 12 after the fourth or 10 from the fifth on. So really, if the Reds were to score five times here in the inning, we'd be done. That was a big couple of runs for the Bulldogs in the top of the fifth just for that purpose. Instead of the Reds having to score just three here, they got to get five now. Here's the look and a pitch. This one has the taste that it's going to go the distance, though. One ball, no strikes here to Jamie Woody. Runner down at first is Blake Duncan. Reds with eight in the first, one in the second, and one in the fourth. Pitch here, ground ball to second, backhanded there. Picked up, they go to second for one. That was Wyatt, the sophomore, who made the play. Good job as a sophomore to keep the composure. She knocked it down and had to retrieve the ball. Took them out of any double play chance, but you still get the out. One gone, runner on at first. Fielder's choice for Woody, and Sadie Ross will come to the plate here for the Reds. Thursday in the 21-0 win against Resurrection Christian, Sadie was 3-for-3, a double and two ribbies. Today she's 1-for-3, a double in that her second at bat of that first inning. Struck out her last time up. All right, a ball and no strike. Sadie back in. Here's Kingsley's pitch. Nice pitch. There's that change again that has mystified the Reds hitters today. Kingsley in relief of Keely Kern. Kern pitched to 2-4-5 batters and did not record an out. Kingsley came in. They hit her a little bit at the end of the first inning, but not much after that. This one ripped foul again. Boy, Sadie can hit this softball, I'll tell you what. One ball, two strikes, one out here. Jamie Woody down at first base for the Reds. Jenny Jarnigan, who had a three-run homer in the first inning, is out on deck. One ball, two strikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch now from Kingsley. Off-speed pitch. Ooh, the groans from the crowd, and it's 2-2. Did not get the right arm from the umpire that time. Two balls, two strikes. Boy, she can really pull the string on that change. That's just a terrific pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Kingsley comes back, tries it again. This one's just up in the zone. Three balls and two strikes. Three and two. That one missed. The other one was really close. 3-2. Kingsley checking her pitch list on her wrist. Comes back. 3-2 pitch. Did he get her? Did she get her that time? Yes, yes, yes. Strike three on the outside corner to Sadie Ross, and there's two gone here in the fifth inning. So Jenny Jarnigan will come to the plate now for the Reds. That is a tough, tough pitch. And it's not like she's coming and throwing a couple of fastballs and then coming off speed. She came with three changes in a row. Make it four in a row as the first pitch to Jarnigan is in and over for a strike. 10-5, Reds lead the ball game here in the bottom of the fifth inning at home. Kingsley comes back and a pitch fouled at the plate again. No balls and two strikes. I'm going to guess she's going to load up that change again. 0-2 here. Reds eight runs in the first, one in the second, one in the fourth. One in the first, two in the fourth, two in the fifth to climb back in 10-5. Jarnigan set to go again. Here's the 0-2 from Kayla Kingsley. She hits it to center field. Right in her tracks is the center fielder, Lexi Sanchez, and the inning is retired. So Jarnigan hits it hard, but right at the dog center fielder. We'll go to the sixth in Eaton. It's 10-5, Reds in front. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Athletes, don't fall behind just because your season has been postponed. Use this extra time to bring out your athlete with Simple Speed Coach. Simple Speed Coach is building better athletes all over Northern Colorado, offering sports performance training for athletes of all sports and ages, serious about increasing speed, agility, strength, and athletic ability. Visit SimpleSpeedCoach.com for more information or call Paul Onenson at 970-561-7008 to register. Experience the difference with Simple Speed Coach.
Patio season is here, and it doesn't get much better than the patio at Windsor Mill Tavern. You've had a long week,
Whether it's the weekend or simply Monday, you deserve to unwind with your favorite cocktail or a giant glass of beer on the patio. Try the Surf and Turf skewers or a delicious bison burger to go along with it. Take a deep breath, relax, and unwind at the Windsor Mill Tavern. Ah, that's better. It's time to unwind at the Windsor Mill Tavern.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's go to the sixth inning, 10-5 Reds. Here's a ground ball base hit into right field. And Caden Wyatt, the sophomore second baseman, opens things up here with a base hit in the sixth inning. So the Dogs down 10-5. A chance here to climb back in at our Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. 352-0336. Give Ron or Tara a call today. Ron and Tara, great folks, too. Probably end up chatting for a bit with them about just the life. Good, fun folks to be around. More importantly, they're going to take care of your family, put you in the right coverages, and give you peace of mind. 352-0336 for a quote to fit your budget. At the Williams Insurance Agency, they work hard so you can worry less. Ball and no strikes, pitch on the way, and Sanchez around as if to bunt, and they'll steal on this one. Down to second base goes Caden Wyatt. So the Bulldogs have six outs to work with, and they're down by five. A ball and a strike here to Lexi Sanchez, who's two for three, a couple of base hits. All right, Sadie Ross back into the circle, set to go here. The freshman deals, and the 1-1 pitch to Sanchez is a looper to shortstop. Going out, making the play, is Blake Duncan. So a soft little looping popper to short, one away, and Andy Padilla, the senior catcher, will come to the plate here. Padilla, one for three in the ballgame, a single last inning in the fifth. Padilla going to check in, tied for the team lead in RBIs with 14. Hits it back to the box, and Sadie Ross is just going to turn and throw her out at first. So two gone. Caden Wyatt goes to third. It's just a smart play by Sadie Ross. There's no need to worry about the runner at third right there. You just turn, get the out. You're one out away from heading to the last inning with a five-run lead. And the pitch has hit the short. Duncan on a nice big hop to first in time, and the Reds are out of trouble in the sixth inning. Leadoff single for the Bulldogs goes nowhere. We'll head to the home half of the sixth. The Reds in front 10-5. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one member FDIC. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new, lower car insurance rates in Colorado, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Mark Larson at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Mark Larson is ready to help you save in Northern Colorado. Call Mark today at 970-356-8700. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What makes Colorado so special? It's hitting a home run a mile high. It's hearing the crack of the bat and the roar of the crowd. We know Colorado's a great place to live, but it's also a great place to play ball. That's why we're proud to announce that Bank of Colorado is now the official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Your hometown bank, rooting louder than ever for your hometown team. Learn more at bankofcolorado.com/go Rockies. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Member FDIC.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, let's get going to the bottom of the sixth inning here. Don't forget, when we're done, as the Reds lead 10-5 here in the home half of the sixth, the first pitch to Yaya Puente misses. It's a ball and no strikes. The Alt Feed Mill postgame show is coming up. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. That number for all your feed mill supplies, 834-2132. And that one pounded foul outside of third base. And it's a ball and a strike. Kayla Kingsley, who has done a nice job in relief today of Keely Kern. Reds got eight in the first inning. Just a couple cents. 10-5, Reds in front. Pitcher bounced up there, and it's two balls and a strike. It's Puente, Pinkstaff, and Beacom. Boy, how about our CRP 4x4 player of the game? Going to be hard to pick one today. Couple of hits for Emma Pinkstaff in the ball game. Here's a ground ball. Fair ball off the glove at third base of Kern. Down the left field line, and Puente is going to go to second. Urich is in there and make that a double. So a double for Yaya, and here comes Emma Pinkstaff. Blake Duncan, a couple of hits. She's had a good game at shortstop today. Drove in a run with an RBI. Jarnigan's got the three-run homer, but 0 for 3 since. As we said, Pinkstaff, two base hits to get things going, her first two times up. Alexis Schmidt, the senior second baseman, a couple of base hits in the ballgame and two RBIs as well. No balls and a strike here to Pinkstaff. Here's the look and the pitch, and the off-speed pitch missed. Came with a little breaking pitch that time. That wasn't the pull-the-string change that Kingsley's been so successful with today. It's a ball and a strike here. Puente at second base, bottom of the sixth inning. Reds lead 10-5 here at home. Kingsley back 1-1. That's the outside corner. No, just missed. 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Reds trying to snap the three-game winning streak in the series between these two teams. University won the two last year and the one in 2018. That one's up, or the last one, I should say, in 2018. Reds won the five before that. Three balls and a strike here. Well, UH doesn't want to get any further behind here for their seventh inning run. They trail by five already. Three balls and a strike to Pinkstaff. Kingsley back in the 3-1. Rip down the left field line. That's going to go into the corner. That's a base hit. Pinkstaff will have her third hit of the ballgame. Maybe she's our CRP 4x4 player of the game. Emma Pinkstaff with another rip. A double here. Drives in the run. Back-to-back doubles. Puente and Pinkstaff. And it's 11-5 now. Reds get a little bit more breathing room. Beacom, who's had a good day, double last time up, a walk and a sacrifice, and played terrific right field for the Reds today. Off-speed pitch outside corner for a strike. University will have Keely Kern, Caitlin Baca, Ashlyn Knapp. That's 5, 6, and 7 in the order in the seventh inning. And Kingsley comes back and missed that one outside. It's a ball and a strike. 11 runs on 12 hits for the Reds in the ballgame. 5 runs, 10 hits for University today. That is your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. Two great locations in Greeley and Bertha to serve you. Northern Colorado Credit Union, people-minded, member-focused. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Need to get that car all set for those trips ahead, folks. AAMCO of Fort Collins, certainly the place to go. Taking care of my car, my kids' cars, just taking care of my family. It's what Don Scott, Lance and Patrick and the gang down there, they simply do it. Here's a line drive foul just outside the bag at third. Almost headed in the corner for another double right there. That is right, though. It is AAMCO of Fort Collins putting the care right back into car care. 226-4477. Give them a call today. They're always busy because they're doing it the right way. It is AAMCO of Fort Collins. Boy, when you talk about getting somebody to fix your car, too, it's got to be somebody you can trust. Integrity is the biggest award winner for auto repair shops. And, boy, they have it all at AAMCO of Fort Collins. Deep drive, right field, going back. This one's off the fence in right center field. Around the bag at third is Pinkstaff. The throw is going to be cut off, and the Reds will have second and third. It's the third double. Pinkstaff really had to go back, I think, and she wasn't going back to the bag to tag. by the time she got there, she's only going to get to third base. So second and third, it's a double by Puente, a double by Pinkstaff, and a double by Beacom. And the Reds now lead 11-5 with runners at second and third and nobody out here in the sixth. Olivia Comer, who doubled her last time, is coming to the plate. Well, the Reds have 13 hits. Six of them are doubles and one's a home run. Seven extra base hits for the home team today. 11-5, Kingsley, no balls and a strike. The pitch popped up right side. Going towards the foul line is Caden Wyatt, and the sophomore can't play it. It's in foul ground. She just dropped it. Would have been a tough play for the sophomore that time. All right, Olivia Comer back up. No balls, two strikes here. Kingsley set to deal in the 0-2, missed it away. It's a ball and two strikes. Alexis Schmidt, who has a couple of hits in the ballgame, is out on deck. Alexis singled in the first and the second. One ball, two strikes. Still nobody out here in the last of the sixth inning. Back-to-back-to-back doubles here for the Reds in the inning, and that's a strike on the outside corner, first out of the inning. So Comer strikes out for the third time today, put a double between all that. And Alexis Schmidt will come to the plate. Reds a six-run lead already, but the team coming up in the seventh is the defending state champion. So you never want to stop scoring if you're against them. So a big two runs out there. Here's the pitch, off speed for a strike. No balls, one strike here. Reds trying to move to 7-1 if they can hold on and win here today. Both teams actually came in the same, 6-1. And the winner today is going to get that leg up in the Patriot League. That's fouled away right side. And remember, no regionals this year, so you'll jump right to the 16-team state tournament. And it's all in one day. If you're going to go top to bottom in the 16-team tournament this year at state, you're going to win four games in a day. I was talking to Dale Hughes. I said, have you ever played four games in a day? He goes, I've never had a team that's played three games in a day. So that's just weird to me. Why not 2 days? I don't get that. After all that we've gone to get through to play this, and we play for a couple of months, why not 2 days? Here's the pitch. That one fouled away. And it's a ball and two strikes. Schmidt hanging in there. Yeah, we just might see these two teams again as we barrel down to the bottom of that tournament. But you win your conference, you get the automatic bid. It doesn't mean you'll be in the top eight seeds. They're going to take the seven conference winners, nine, the next best nine by RPI or committee. That one missed away, two balls and two strikes. They'll take all 16 of those teams, and then they'll seed them 1 through 16. So you could get University, or let's say Eton wins the Patriot. You could get Eton as the 1 and University at the other end as the 2. That one's in for a strike and struck her out, so 2 away. Big strikeout for Kingsley there, trying to keep her team in reach here, down by 6, 11-5 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Blake Duncan, who's 2-for-3 in the ballgame, will come to the plate. She's been terrific as well today. So Brooke Beacom is going to get a courtesy runner here. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. We're set to go now. They said five is running, but I don't have a five on my roster. All right, three doubles in the inning, then a couple of strikeouts. Blake Duncan at the plate right here. Second and third, 11-5, and the fastball's in for a strike. Jamie Woody out on deck if they get to her. Dogs will have 5, 6, and 7 in the seventh inning, and they're going to be down by at least a half a dozen. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Off speed, outside corner, strike two. Yaya Puente doubled. Emma Pinkstaff doubled her in. Brooke Beacom doubled then, and Pinkstaff had to hold at third. Here's the pitch. Missed it away. It's a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Two outs here, last of the sixth inning. Reds 11, University 5 here. This one's for the lead in the Patriot League. 1-2 pitch from Kingsley. Is a high fly ball into center field. Lexi Sanchez is over in left center and makes the grab for the out. So the Reds are gone in the sixth, but not before they get three doubles, score one time. We'll head to the seventh inning. Last inning, UH needs six. They're down 11-5. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. All right, seventh inning. Here we go, folks. 11-5, Reds in front of the number one team in the state university. Sadie Ross will try to close the door and pick up her fifth win of the year against no defeats for the freshman. Keely Kern, Caitlin Baca, Ashlyn Knapp, 5, 6, and 7 for University. Two balls and no strikes here to Keely Kern. Sadie set to go again. The freshman deals. Fastball right there for a strike, 2 and 1. Bulldogs next. It'll be Thursday for them, so they'll be off a while. Then they'll go to Rez, and then Saturday they'll be home against Brush. The Reds, on the other hand, Tuesday at home against Brush. This one popped up left field. Coming in here to make the grab for the Reds is Olivia Comer, and she puts it away. The Reds, we were saying, will be home Tuesday against Brush and then at Valley on Thursday. One gone, seventh inning. Sadie Ross, two outs away from going 5-0 as a freshman this year. Caitlin Baca checks in. She can wrap the softball, no doubt. Here's the pitch. She runs up to slap and then lets it go by. A ball and no strikes here. 1-for-3 for Baca in the ballgame. Singled in the fifth and scored. 11 runs, 13 hits for the Reds. 5 runs, 10 hits for the Bulldogs. That is your Northern Colorado Credit Union scoring summary. That one's in for a strike. One ball, one strike, one out here. Top of the seventh inning. Down to their final two outs. The Bulldogs possibly going to drop their second of the year here. Pitch fouled away off to the left and out of play. And it's a ball and two strikes. All right, set to go again. Ball and two strikes. Ross comes back, and again, Baca gets the bat on it and fouls it off the screen. And it remains 1-2 right here for Caitlin Baca, the left-hand hitting junior that plays left field. Both teams 6-1 coming in. Bulldogs number one in the state. Reds number two in the state. But the Reds may go to number one with a win here. Back to the box. Picked up by Ross. And then she kicks it around. And it'll be an error on the freshman. So runner at first. No harm done. You got a 6-run lead here. And Ashlyn Knapp will come to the plate. You say that. And then at the same time, in the back of your mind, you're going, yeah, but it's the University Bulldogs. Arguably the best offensive team in the state who you're trying to beat. And that pitch is low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Ashlyn Knapp, who's 1-for-3, struck out a couple of times and then singled in the fifth. 11-5 ball game. One on, one out here. Ross deals, and that one on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike to Knapp. Junior third baseman here for the Bulldogs. Ross deals and a ground ball. Slowly hit, picked up at third. They'll go to second for the force. And it is in time. Boy, I don't know about that. And that's gonna bring the crowd up because there's no chance that they got her there. And they called her out. I thought she was in easily. And there's two away. And now is this just disappointment or is she hurt? We'll find out, and we may have an injury timeout right here. But a force out at second on a play that looked like Caitlin Baca had beaten the throw pretty easily. Now you got to hope she's okay. It's more long-term here that you're thinking about than this ball game right now for the Bulldogs, who are trying to go back-to-back and win a second state title. Got time. Want to remind you folks, Thursday, October 1st, we'll have a 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. day of local shows on KFKA. It'll be all about the Red Cross that day. Red Cross PDC Energy getting in to bring awareness to house fires in Weld County. So jump in and donate on Thursday, October 1st, folks. It'll be cool stuff right here on 1310 KFKA. Still looking at her out there. Michael, let's take a break here, get an injury timeout. Let's take a 60 right now. In fact, let's do that. Come back in a moment. This is brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Flooring is important no matter where you live.
Hello, Cedric. Your palace looks absolutely breathtaking. By King Arthur's sword, Excalibur, what is going on with these floors?
That's why Mitchell's Flooring offers a wide variety of hardwood, vinyl, and carpet flooring. They also do countertops ranging from granite to natural stone.
Oh, Cedric, these hardwood floors look absolutely beautiful.
Mitchell's Flooring and Evans. Call them at 970-352-7251.
The goal of proactive physical therapy has always been and will always be to help you. Introducing Blood Flow Restriction Therapy. Blood Flow Restriction Therapy assists with decreased immediate postoperative pain, decreased muscle loss after immobility, increased ability to gain strength without causing damage, and pushes muscles to anabolic levels faster. Simply stated, what it does is make you feel better faster, and it's safe for everyone. Both locations, Greeley and Eden, offer BFR. For contact information about both clinics, visit proactivecolorado.com.
Dan Patrick, The Hull Show, and Colin Cowherd are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA, Greeley for Collins, Loveland, and Longmont.
All right, so Caitlin Baca has helped off of the field. Looks like she's at least walking on her in her own power here. So, she's okay. That's the good thing. The bad thing is they missed the call at second base. So instead of one out and two on here for the Bulldogs, down 11-5, there's one on and two out. And Kendrick Kern, the sophomore, is going to come to the plate here. So both teams coming in today, 6-1. University number one, the Reds number two. And what this game is going to do is give one of these teams the leg up, and right now it looks like it's going to be the Reds. 11-5 lead with two outs here in the seventh inning. And Chris Hutton will make her way back over to the third base coaching box here. Dale Hughes out of the Reds dugout going to say something here to Chris. Probably going to say, boy, they missed that one and your player got hurt. Double bummer for the UH Bulldogs there. All right, two outs, seventh inning. Reds have, the first inning. I mean, eight runs in the first inning for the Reds today, and that kind of put an exclamation point on this one here at home. Sadie Ross going to get her fifth win of the year against no losses here if she can get one more out in the inning. And she delivers low, ball one, 1-0 to Kendry Kern. Kern, a sophomore right fielder here, 2-for-3 in the ballgame, doubled in the fourth and singled in the fifth. Ross comes back, and the pitch is down low. It got away from Yaya. Puente back to get it. Runner moves up. They don't need to worry about that runner one bit. It's a six-run lead, the one they're worried about sitting halfway down the dugout bench. 2-0 here to Kendry Kern. Ross comes back in the 2-0 pitch way high, 3-0. First base open. Sadie just wants to get done, get to the dugout, and move on to the next one. Reds trying to go to 7-1, give the Bulldogs their second loss of the year. Pitch here is in for a strike. Kern started to walk towards first, and the umpire said, wait just a minute, not so fast, my friend. Come on back and do it again. Three balls into strike here. Ross kicks and delivers. 3-1 pitch. Rope right back up the middle. That's a base hit. In to pick it up is Pinkstaff. She'll get it in. They'll go to the plate. The tag at the plate. And they got her. And the Reds win it. 11-5. A base hit for Kern, but the throw and the relay was perfect. They get the runner at the plate, and the Reds win this one 11-5. We'll come back in a moment with the Altfeed Mill postgame show right here on 1310 KFKA. All right, let's get to it. The Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt. 970-834-2132 for any of your feed mill equipment and supplies. It is Alt Feed Mill. Reds win this one 11-5 today. 11 runs, 13 hits for the Reds, and they did it in a hurry. They got 8 runs in the first inning today. For a UH, 5 runs on 11 hits. They tried to battle back towards the 4th and 5th innings, but just dug too big of a hole with that 8-run first inning for the Reds. Winning pitcher today is the freshman Sadie Ross. She goes to 5-0 with the win. So terrific job by Sadie Ross and the Reds here at home. Reds move to 7-1 on the year. UH drops to 6-2. So the Reds have that all-important leg up in the Patriot League. As remember, the winner of the league does get an automatic bid into the 16-team state tournament. Let's get to our CRP 4x4 player of the game. CRP 4x4 truck outfitters ready to get you riding in style, whether you drive a slug bug or a pickup truck. They've got the accessories to make your vehicle your very own. Online at crp4x4.com or call them at 351-8603. CRP 4x4 truck outfitters, your vehicle your way. And our CRP 4x4 player of the game is the junior center fielder Emma Pinkstaff. Goes 3-for-4 in the ball game today. I take that back. That is correct. 3-for-4 in the ball game today, a double and an RBI. So Pinkstaff, a terrific effort today for the Eaton Reds. She is our CRP 4x4 player of the game. Check out our website each Monday at 1310kfk.com, and you'll see our CRP 4x4 player of the week up on the website. So congratulations to Emma. Great job for her today. The play of the game, let's get there too, presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate, keep informed and stay on top of this hot market with instant notifications. Sign up to get notifications of brand new listings the second they hit the market. If you're curious how much your property's worth, get a complimentary comparable market analysis so you can tell where you stand in today's market. Covering Eaton, Alt, Kersey, Evans, all of Northern Colorado, online at DesireePettingerRealtor.com or by phone at 970-397-6337. It's Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. And our play of the game, the Jenny Jarnigan first inning home run kind of got the Reds off and going. The 3-run shot in the first gave them a 4-0 lead. It was Jarnigan's second of the year. That's our play of the game, presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Come back and wrap up the Alt Feed Mill postgame show here from Eaton in a moment on 1310 KFK. This is Preps Radio.
Looking for your dream home and don't know where to start? Or maybe you're trying to sell your home and you need someone to take the load off. Desiree Pettinger, a broker associate of Clary Real Estate, was born and raised in the Weld County area, so she understands your needs for buying and selling your home or land. Desiree is ready to guide you step by step and take the stress away of the real estate process. Call 970-397-6337 if you're buying or selling in Northern Colorado.
What we do is vitally important. Energy production is absolutely key for mankind. We're producing the energy that people need for food, clothing, shelter, transportation, everything we all rely on and take for granted. There's a tremendous amount of collaboration that has to happen in advance for us to lay out this field. There's well planning, there's geology, operations, regulatory. There's different reasons to put in place a sustainable electric drilling program. It's significantly reducing local emissions. Eliminating truck traffic is good from an environmental standpoint and a safety standpoint because we're limiting over-the-road truck traffic and deliveries of fuel. But the long-term production of all these wells that we're drilling on this road is going to be powered from these high lines. We have a lot of people on this team that contribute directly every single day. It's never about the number. It's really just about every individual that morning making a decision to own the team's outcome.
Can't decide where to go for happy hour? I'll make it easy for you. Right Coast Pizza. Happy hour at Right Coast is daily from 3 to 6 with $1 off draft beers, $2 off glasses of wine, and $5 off the bottle. Enjoy a specialty pizza or build your own. Buy the slice or buy the pie. Try the pork roll, egg, and cheese sandwich or the massive Colorado Calzone. Order one of their craft beers or even a root beer float. Right Coast Pizza on 8th Street in downtown Greeley. Online, rightcoastpizza.com.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back, folks, here, the all-female postgame show, 11-5. The Reds at home beat the number one team in the state, so a big win for them right there. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick, the 439th back in the studio, for making this thing go today. Remember, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, we'll be back on the air with you over from Barnes Sports Softball Complex in Loveland. It will be 4A action tomorrow as we get Berthoud and Northridge. First pitch, 9 a.m. tomorrow for you right here on KFKA. Well, that'll do it, folks. Big one today as the Reds get the leg up in the Patriot League by defeating the University Bulldogs 11-5, and you heard it right here on 1310 KFKA. It is Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.